Why? The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
It's Greenland, like being Amish, but with more ice.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk about my obsession.
Okay.
Obsession. Calvin Klein.
I was going to say, it's a new fragrance by
Stinky McGee.
By Creepo Taco Show Hosto Guy.
Taco Show?
Oh, there's a taco show.
I want to go on the taco show.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Tuesday is the girthiest day
of
the week. We have all the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL at 3:48. Rapid fire. In the 4 o'clock hour. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What is the game, Boner?
Well, Mike, we're going back to one of our favorite wells on the game show, and that is Instagram followers, where I will give you two celebrities, perhaps even two Instagram hotties. And you have to figure out which one has more followers. Some of these people you have definitely heard of. Some of them, mostly the Instagram hotties, you may not have heard of. But that's okay.
Also, it's a big week on the show. It's the week of nothing.
Yes.
We declared that yesterday. So yesterday's show was fairly off the rails. Today will be even more off the rails. Tomorrow's Wild Card Wednesday. You know what that is. It's barely even a show. Thursday is our annual No Sports Allowed show. Three full hours, no sports allowed. Teddy will put electrodes on our genitals. If we happen to mention sports, he will shock us.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like being shocked, but
yeah,
especially that premise. It's going to be fun. Now, Teddy,
I'm not feeling good today.
What do you mean you're not feeling good?
I don't feel like myself today. That's all.
Oh, what's wrong?
Nothing. I get it. You ever have that weird feeling where you don't feel like yourself?
Every day for the last 12 years. It's been kind of...
Feel better than yourself?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm a heightened version of me, Mike. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. You're right.
How you doing, Ted? Good?
Doing good, Mike.
I got a feeling, Ted.
There was a pause there, Teddy. Are you sure you're doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not feeling like myself today, Bob. Right.
You're not feeling like yourself either?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, that's all right. It's okay. We all have days like that. We all have things that happen. It's, you know, just part of life. You can't always feel like yourself, you know? Well, look who's here.
Yes.
How's it going, Queen?
Oh, I'm getting ready for England and the Dutch tomorrow by watching France and Spain in the Euros today.
They're going right now.
Just my crown.
They just kicked off. The Euros are going right now.
Here's my expert analysis. Are you ready?
Can't wait.
If the French lose, it's only because the Phantom of the Opera had to play with the mask on his face.
Oh.
Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe?
Yes, not the fact that they actually couldn't score a goal in the whole tournament.
Well, you know, when you don't score a goal so far, they've not scored from the run of play.
No, run of play.
I believe that's what the Brits call it, right? The run of play.
You know what, T-Bone?
What's that?
When it comes to digging down, getting tough, you can always depend on the French.
Yes.
What do you call 100,000 Frenchmen with their hands up?
I don't know.
The French army! Yes! How many Frenchmen does it take to defend Paris?
I don't know.
No one knows. It's never been tried.
They're good.
Why are there so many big trees in Paris?
Good question.
Because
tell me.
Because Germans like to march in the shade.
I see. There you go.
I'm not letting the Spaniards off easy either.
Oh, you have jokes for them?
Yes, I do. Just casual observations that I put no thought into before this segment.
Go ahead.
Catholicism is big in Spain, yes?
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Why wasn't Jesus born in Spain?
I don't know.
Because God couldn't find three wise men and a virgin.
Wow, look
yes,
at you.
I once had a steamy affair with Antonio Banderas.
Did you really?
The Spaniard, yes, when I was still alive. I was impressed because he was Zorro. Let me tell you something. His swordplay left a lot to be desired.
Oh, breaking news.
As soon as we were done, I put my puss in my boots and got the hell out of there.
A big fan of Shrek, then. Is that what
yes,
it is?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good. Good to know that.
See you tomorrow, Dutch babies. Bye-bye.
I really would like a Dutch baby, actually. I'm so hungry right now. A Dutch baby sounds awesome.
What happened?
I don't know.
I blacked out.
Became possessed by the queen again. Are you a fan of...
This is what I've become. Prop boy.
Yeah. You're like the carrot top
of
talk
radio. I'm just saying, my whole broadcasting career has come down to putting on a wig and a crown and doing a dumb voice.
That's right. You mentioned the Dutch baby. Are you a fan of the Dutch baby?
Who isn't a fan?
Well, people who don't know what they are. Teddy, have you ever had a Dutch baby?
It's a thin, delicious pancake.
No, I know about it because we've talked about it on this show, but I've never had one.
Oh, change your life. A Dutch baby done well.
Where do they have one around?
Pancake House around here. I think they have multiple locations.
Original Pancake House?
I think that's what it's called. It's the one over there. At least the one I know that exists is the one that is right off of Fifth Avenue. No, it's not Fifth Avenue. What is that? Lane Avenue is what that's called. I know where I live. Yeah, it's over that way in Upper Arlington.
All right.
Right there by the Whole Foods. Good.
So I'm glad that we started off the show like that.
Mm. With Dutch babies and I was going to call them dad jokes, but I guess they'd be dead jokes, wouldn't they? Because she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
They were like dad jokes, though, what you just did.
Yeah.
Little Rodney Dangerfield from the Queen.
Nationwide Arena needs updates. That means cash. I saw this from Jim Weaker in the Columbus Dispatch. It's cute that they try and pretend like they still have people writing these stories.
You don't think Jim Weaker is a real
person?
Certainly
not an AI program.
You don't think Jim Weaker's a real person?
I don't know.
I'm sure he is.
Okay.
Sounds like a lovely gentleman.
Nationwide Arena and its nearby partner, the Greater Columbus Convention Center, need more than $170 million in repairs, according to their owner. Mm-hmm. Who's their owner? Us?
I think so. Right? Well, like there's the commission, right? I want to say there's the arena commission maybe or something. The county? Doesn't the county own it?
Yeah.
We own it. Taxpayers own it, is what I'm saying.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. The nice little gift they gave us is, hey, you guys can own this, and then you can pay for upgrades, and then we can complain to you about it.
The costliest needs are in the convention center. The oldest part of the facility on the south end, called the Ohio Center, opened in 1980, followed by the rest of the center in 1993. And in 2017, a $125 million expansion and upgrade on the north end. But they're saying now it needs $112 million.
Well, the south
improvements.
End. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the south.
It's been 40 years.
They need a new roof.
Oh, is that right?
$30 million is what they say the roof is going to cost.
Wow.
We get roof endorsements here all the time. Aren't you doing a roof endorsement?
I'm doing a roof endorsement.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's send them over. Who are you doing, Abel?
Call Abel for the proof. 444 roof,
I've
baby.
Done Fiesel before. We could send all our roofing power.
Send them over there. Yeah. Make it happen.
Other costly upgrades include restrooms, janitor's closets.
Wait, is this for the
convention center?
Oh, this isn't even for the nationwide.
We're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Restrooms, janitor's closets, they estimate those two things, $10.4 million. Janitor's closets.
You got to have a lot of restrooms. And I mean, you got fittings and all kinds of stuff. I presume those Dyson air blades don't come cheap, you know? That'll wick the water right
Dyson
off your hands.
Laid off 1,000 people.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That guy. That no Dyson. Kidding.
That James Dyson.
Yeah, that guy. What
electrical distribution equipment, $12.5 million. Escalators, $6 million. Flooring, $3.7 million.
Hang on.
Lighting systems, $3
million. I don't know how things work, but you told me the bathrooms cost $10 million. The escalators are cheaper than the bathrooms?
$6 million. Yeah.
I know it's a lot of bathrooms. It has to be tons of them for this renovation, but...
Nationwide now... needs a new scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
They have a problem with the current scoreboard. The Jackets keep having less goals
They're like this,
than the opponent.
We don't know if any of the higher numbers work on this scoreboard because all we ever see is 0 or 1 or maybe 2, but that's about all we get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also needs a new roof.
Oh,
and,
well, hey.
And cooling towers.
Yeah, well, you gotta keep it cool in there. I presume that's all part of an AC unit. They don't have a little box just sitting there like we do next to our houses. They probably have some gigantic contraption.
That's right. They're saying the total upgrades for nationwide will be $60.2 million. That's okay. The estimate. The roof, $9 million. Cooling towers, $7.5 million. New scoreboard, $8.5 million. Fire alarm replacement, $2.5 million. Mm. Suite renovations, $1 million. Club level renovations at two, $1.7 million.
What if we just had okay renovations instead of suite renovations? They're also going to have rad and tubular renovations. I'm excited for those.
So anyway, money.
Yeah, I mean,
money
this
going
is,
to
well, this
things.
Is the this is the reality of when this happened, right? I forget how long ago that was that the county took over the arena district, that particular taking over Nationwide Arena.
More than 10 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it has been. But that's the reality of that situation. Yes, I understand that there's a whole reasoning behind that. It helps give the local businesses confidence that it will be taken care of. The Jackets won't leave because they know that the arena is getting renovated. All that stuff is very good. However, you are going to have essentially a billion-dollar entity get all of this done for free, more or less. Now, I don't know to what level the Jackets kick in on some of this stuff, and I'm not sure to what part they contribute, but obviously when you hear sports teams in general talk about how they want to have, you know, the county or the state or the city paying for stuff, this is why. Like they will build sometimes an arena and the owner will finance it or pay it outright and then say, and I'm going to give this to the county now. Hey, there you go. In exchange, I just like some tax breaks, but there you go. You guys get this. And then what happens? The county, the state, whoever is on the hook for keeping it up. Other and eventually we're going to need a new one. Now, hopefully this, if they do these renovations, hopefully we're not talking 5 years from now, we got to do more of them. But if that becomes a thing over and over and over, then yes, there will at some point be taxpayer fatigue on that. And you will see a little bit of an impasse probably between the, you know, team ownership and the local government there.
Well, they've been doing smaller projects piecemeal over the years. I know a couple of years ago they did the locker rooms.
Yeah.
They did that. I think it was like $13 million for the locker rooms. And
was that paid for by the county? I don't know. I wonder if that was paid for or if the ownership came in and said, you know what, we're going to do this because it needs to be done for the good of our team.
I don't know. They had to find ownership first. Admit you own the team.
Yes. What?
Who?
Me?
What?
I'm just a humble steel mill owner. I don't know what you're talking about. Have you seen our lovely buildings off of 270?
Teddy, how did you like the crown today? Did you like the crown better than the tiara, or should I go back to the tiara?
I do like the crown because I can see it a little better. Than
yeah, the
tiara,
I think, got lost in the sauce.
Yeah, I see.
It's very thin.
Okay.
This was very bold.
Yes.
As you can tell.
It was bold.
It was bold.
I did forget my glasses, though. I had the glasses here, and I forgot to put them on.
Yeah, oh. I was missing them.
Let me see them real quick. Yeah. Can I see? These are like Ben Franklin's that you're wearing. Okay. Or no, they're more John Lennon-y, I guess.
I'll put them on.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel smart.
You do?
No.
Well, I got news for you.
I know. Joe Burrow remembers how his time... What?
Huh?
Remembers his time at Ohio State fondly, but not because of football.
Oh?
This is going to be one hell of a show today. I'll tell you that. Call your friends. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane on northbound 270 on the east outer belt after 670. We have another accident that's blocking the right lane and causing some holdup on southbound 270, again on the east outer belt between East Broad Street and Main Street. This report is sponsored by Audible. Why not escape the traffic with Audible? Immerse yourself in new worlds, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face.
as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The dumb is strong with this show. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Oh, we got some dumb already. If you missed the first segment, you missed a whole lot of dumb.
Oh, there was.
Miss a little, miss a lot. I just said to Paul Keels back there, I said, you know, Paul Keels is out accepting Ohio Sportscaster of the Year awards. He's won it 6 times now in his illustrious career.
In my mind, should be more.
Well, I'm just saying, he's got all the hardware.
He's that guy every year.
He's well-respected. He sits right next to me in the office. You'd think some of that over the past 20-plus years would run off on me, rub off on me. Instead, I'm walking back to my desk to put my prop tiara and crown and queen wig down. This is what my career has become.
Yeah. But you know what? That's by choice. It wasn't like you were trying to get the serious broadcaster job, because I know you.
I was when I first started.
No, but not...
When I first started in radio, I thought I was going to be the guy.
Not in the last 20 years.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh, my God, we got a banger going in this game, Mike.
What's happening?
Oh, the wonder kid for Spain, Lamine Yamal. Get in there, my son. Yeah! France and Spain, after having nothing going in France's games, boredom setting in, people just passing out of sheer nothingness. It's 1-1 in this game after 20 minutes. France scored early off, I believe, maybe a set piece with a header. And now... the young guy for Spain, Lamine Yamal.
Oh, Lamine.
Barcelona, they love him.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got a $1 billion transfer fee on this kid. Anyway, he scores from outside of the box, left-footed shot. Nobody in the world stopping that. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Joe Burrow, talking about his time at Ohio State, he wanted to clarify. He said, I didn't play football there. I mean, I practiced football there. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of practicing and lifting. He says, I went to school at Ohio State and played football at LSU.
Yeah.
He did, though, remember his time on campus fondly. He said this, I got a lot better practicing at Ohio State, but I didn't get to play. So I don't really say that I played. I got to live the backup quarterback lifestyle back then, and that was fun. I got that out of my system, and then I was able to lock in.
Okay.
So he was out?
Oh, you're on the football team? How quickly can my panties hit the floor?
I mean, I presume for anyone who is actually on the football team.
God bless. It's one of the perks.
I presume it is if you, what you know, whatever you're into, you're able to find someone who's like, yes, I heard you play football. I'm more interested in you now. Also, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that most people who play football tend to be physically in better shape than the average student. So if you're drawn to that, if that's what draws you in, is a good physical appearance, a handsome person, then sure. I'd presume every college football player, every college basketball player has a pretty good shot at that compared to the regular students. So
he was asked if he was happy at Ohio State. He said, I wouldn't say I was super happy, but I did have fun, I would say.
But yeah, I mean, what would he be happy about from the standpoint of wanting to play and not getting
it? Yeah, he wanted to play quarterback here, didn't get an opportunity to. That quarterback room was very deep. He went to LSU. He wouldn't change anything. It's worked out well for him.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good pathway that he had. And for all the people who talk about the transfer portal negatively and all that stuff, and they'll say, oh, look at this guy. He transferred 5 times since freshman year. What an idiot. Yeah, okay, that guy's an idiot, sure. But then they'll say, this is why the transfer portal sucks. It's terrible for football. Okay, ask Joe Burrow if it's terrible, right? Like, he went somewhere for a few years, tried to make it as the starter there for whatever reason.
Was that portal when he transferred, though? Or was that just transfer?
Well, what I mean is the ability to change where you go.
No, I get it, but that wasn't portal era.
Yeah, it was. I think it was.
Was it?
No, we didn't have NIL to the degree we have, but we had already instituted the transfer portal. I'm fairly certain.
He was a graduate, so he was a graduate.
Oh, it didn't matter.
Oh, that's
for
right.
Him,
so it didn't matter. Yeah.
But either way, I'm just saying, having the ability to say, you know what, where I'm at right now is not working out. I'm going to go somewhere else. I remember when he transferred out, most people here were like, well, there you go. Guess it's not going to, you know, that's too bad to see him go. We wish him well. It was one of those like, oh, yeah, sure. Hope he does well playing in the, I don't know, Citrus Bowl, whatever they're going to do at LSU. They're not going to be anything. And then he turns in a season of the lifetime. He had a tremendous season there. So, yeah, I don't think that that's necessarily brought up as much, that the transfer rules allow for that to also happen. Sometimes you flourish in the next spot you go to.
I have a story that I would like to read to you from our friends at 10TV. They do a fantastic job with the journalism. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read this off of their website. Somebody called 10TV Web Staff wrote this.
Okay.
I haven't met him or her yet. I'm excited about meeting them.
Yeah.
Columbus police arrested a suspect Tuesday morning who they believe broke into several businesses on the city's west side, including a pet store where several animals were released. Now, when I first read that, I thought, oh, this is someone like Teddy. It's someone like Rothman.
Well, liberation is happening.
The animals.
Yeah.
You know, but that doesn't seem like that's the case. Officers were called to Roosters at 5225 Nike Station Way near Hilliard.
Okay.
Just after 3 a.m. It's where Timmy lives over there.
I've been to that one.
Police were notified of a burglary alarm going off. Officers discovered that the restaurant was broken into. Detectives obtained video evidence showing a man with long hair wearing leopard print pajamas inside the restaurant.
Okay.
It's unclear whether anything was taken from the restaurant. About 100 yards away, officers found that the Petland store was also broken into, and several animals were seen running around the parking lot. Police recovered two dogs, multiple birds, a hamster, and at least two bunnies.
Can I say, first of all, we need to focus on this part of the story for a moment. The police wrangled birds.
Yes.
Birds have wings, folks, and they can fly around. Now, maybe they got them clipped in the pet store.
You got those pet birds, Bone.
Oh,
they're not flying.
You don't think they can't fly?
Not those.
They fix those birds.
Oh, yeah.
They're not flying around the house? I know birds can fly.
Well, they can't fly too much.
Okay. Columbus Police Sergeant Joe Albert said officers were still searching for a couple of bunnies, a bird, and a ferret.
Oh.
He says,
it's a ferret. Okay.
While searching the area, officers discovered the famous footwear store on Hilliard Rome was also broken into.
All right.
Police believe the suspect is connected to the break-ins at all three businesses. Officers also found blood at the scene, believe that the suspect was injured.
Well, yeah, from breaking the glass, right?
The suspect, who police identified as, I love this name, Matthew Pancake, was...
No, that's not
That's what
name.
It says here. Matthew Pancake.
Legal identification that says that?
Was found sleeping near the Big Lots on Roberts Road at 4:47 a.m.
Wait a second.
Officers arrested him and discovered there were four hamsters in his pants.
Oh, my God. This guy's having a good old Hilliard time. He's hitting all the spots over there.
Pancake was taken to a hospital to be treated for his injuries. He was charged with breaking and entering. No word on what happened to the hamsters in his pants.
I know how they say that, but like, do they mean in his pockets? Like, he just stuffed them in there. He's like, oh yeah, I got my cargo pants on, so I'm going to get some hamsters.
It says hamsters in his pants.
Well, that's fine.
That could mean cargo pockets.
That's technically accurate.
Genital area.
What did Cousin Eddie and his wife do with the hamsters in Christmas Vacation?
What did they do? I don't remember.
No, that was rubber sheets and the gerbil.
The gerbils.
The gerbils.
I'd forgotten about that part too.
Don't forget them, honey.
I'm just, Timmy, I know this area a little bit. I know you do too. Like, the famous footwear, I know where that is. Then I know where the, like,
all over the place.
Is.
Yeah, because the Big Lots is there past the Raising Cane's on, more on Roberts than Hilliard Rome.
Well, yeah. And then all the way up, like you said, right, he's up at Roberts Road was where the Big Lots is that he's at. So that's. He had to have a car.
On a rampage. Yeah.
Well, he had a car with him, right? I mean, he's not just walking around doing this. That would have taken
him. No, I think he was just walking around. He was just...
It was the middle of the morning, so...
Sleeping then.
Not a lot going on.
They found Matthew Pancake, who's now in our YouTube chat, probably, after he made bail.
So. Matthew Pancake, my guy.
Ryan Day says he's been reading during the offseason. I'll tell you what he's been reading coming up next. Penthouse Forum.
Is that right?
Teaser. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 270 on the east outer belt between East Broad Street and Main Street. And you'll find some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. This summer, explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition at COSI, featuring hundreds of authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Open for a limited time at COSI through Labor Day. Book your voyage now at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Game Show Tuesday. What's the game, Boner?
The game is just Instagram followers. We're going to play two names I'll give you, and then you figure out which one has more Instagram followers.
Here's what I want you to do. If you're just bored sitting in front of a computer, why just listen when you can watch? Go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan, click on the live stream button, and really you'll see our ugly faces. But don't worry about us. I want you to participate in the chat on the right-hand side of the screen. In the chat today, Teddy's in the chat. Max from upstairs is in the chat. And someone calling herself Jackie Pancake is also in the chat.
Well, we had, what was the guy's name? Matthew Pancake?
Matthew Pancake with hamsters in his pants.
We were talking about Matthew Pancake in the last segment. The segment before that, we were talking about the Dutch baby, which is a type of pancake, though made with mostly egg, right?
Downtown Dad is in the chat. So is Saltine. I don't want to forget any of our regulars.
No. I'm just pointing out we've had a lot of pancake-based discussion today so far on the show, and I'm here for that. Are you a pancake or a waffle guy? I think you're pancakes, right? More than waffles?
Pancake, yeah.
Yeah, more than waffles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, ideally, I'm more of a bagel croissant
guy. I know.
Guy.
But that if I asked that question, then that's when that would come in.
Yes. But you didn't.
I said pancakes or waffles.
I got it.
Like, actually, I enjoy some good lox on a bagel. It's like, that's great.
I'm still searching for the perfect blueberry pancake.
Yeah?
They're hard to find, man, because I've been a lot of places, and either it's too little blueberries, maybe there's one or two blueberries, or they put the blueberry compote on top.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want
that.
Look, I don't want a blueberry pie filling. I want thick, luscious, juicy blueberries in the batter. That's what I want.
I understand that. And I think some places they do like the, I'm not saying a lot of places do this, but some places they're clearly making it from a box. They've got some kind of mix.
Exactly
they're,
right.
And
dehydrated.
They're dehydrated. So
not
you can
good.
Tell. Yeah, that's not okay.
I don't want whipped cream on my pancakes.
No, only in very rare circumstances do I want that. Most pancakes I'm ever going to want either have a syrupy thing or like the Cinestack pancakes. They have like a what is the right term? Frosting? Icing? Which one is it?
Frosting.
Okay, frosting. That's yeah. They have something drizzled over it that is the substitute to me. Between that and the cinnamony goo, that's the substitute for syrup there. But yeah, I've never been a big, when you see those pictures of people with like peaches and then a bunch of whipped cream on it.
No.
That's fine if that's your thing. It's never been my thing. I need to be able to drizzle some syrup on it.
You know what else I don't like? I don't like chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, I was just going to say that's one of my favorites.
No, I don't like the girls really? Like it. They like it all the time. I make it for them, but I don't like chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, I love it. We went to, when I was in Indianapolis for the Indy 500 a few months ago, we went to a place called the Steer Inn. I think I told you guys about this place. But if you're ever in Indy, go check it out. It's one of these restaurants, been there a while. They do their own corned beef, like right on, they age it there. So it's not from a can. So they do, they have some really good sandwiches. They also do corned beef hash for breakfast, which I had. And I also had their chocolate chip pancakes. And I got to tell you, it was one of the best combos having that and a chocolate chip stack of chocolate chip pancakes. They made them as good as any I've ever had. And of course, copious amounts of butter and syrup on that.
I like corned beef hash from the can,
Do you? I mean, yeah. I've only had it a couple times, and every place I've had it at a restaurant, they have said we make it with our own. It's not from a can. I don't know if I've ever had it from a can.
I've had the homemade stuff. It's fine to me. It's a little bit too foo-foo. If I'm going for corned beef hash for my breakfast, okay. First of all, I got fried eggs on the other side.
Okay.
All right. And I want to mix all this crap together. I want the juicy, runny yolk to mix in with the corned beef hash. I want the corned beef hash flattened on the flat top.
Yeah.
And fried in whatever clarified butter that they're using.
You want like a crispiness to
that. Yeah, it's almost like a potato pancake sort of thing.
I'm with you. I like almost like a, you ever had like a crab cake? It's not quite like that.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
How you get
about
that texture on the outside. It's just because you did all that to it. Yeah, that's what they did at the Steer Inn now. It was pretty good. But I'll have to do the canned one sometime just to compare.
Ryan Day is reading books. He was on Joel Klatt's Big Noon Conversations podcast.
Well, that's... For a second, I don't know why I thought you were going to say he was on Joel Osteen's podcast, which that certainly too. Is... He can do that. That would have been a little more out of left field. Yeah.
Right. He was distracted at several times during this podcast, though, because Joel Klatt kept going under the desk to sniff his balls. But after that awkwardness was gone...
He does do that with every coach in college football.
Oh, my God. Everybody is the best.
The greatest.
So he's, hey, what you been doing the offseason? And Ryan Day said, I've read a lot of books recently. One of them was called Good to Great. He says, one of the biggest things in that book is getting the right people in the right seats. It started with our players coming back. It started with those guys coming back. It went to adding a few guys from the portal. And then it was the coaches. We're counting on that to make a difference next year. Klatt also has read Good to Great.
Oh, sure.
You know, because all these guys read the same books. You know, it's leadership books and how do we take the next step. And I'm going to write a book.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's called Call Better Plays Against Michigan. That's the book you need to read. You know, is it about finding new and different leadership techniques to get you over the edge? I would assume if you're at this job, you are the head coach at Ohio State. You've taken the seminars. You've read the pamphlets. You've talked to leaders of men. You should know what you're doing at this point. Right. You're getting the right players in place. Go out and execute.
Again, this is going to sound a little arrogant. Maybe I'm misplaced here. Maybe you don't feel the same way, Mike. But if someone came out now with a book that said how to make entertaining radio, I would say pass. Like, I feel like you and I have done this long enough that we have a sense of what to... Now, if someone
that
said...
That does sound really arrogant.
Well...
Teddy? Super arrogant.
Are you reading that book?
Yeah. I wrote that book, homie.
That's my point, is I'm saying we've already been... We feel like we've been doing pretty good stuff. I'm saying Ryan Day needs to read a book on how to get from good to great. This guy should read Ryan Day's book. I'm not saying Ryan Day's got it all figured out. But your point is, he's one of the top five coaches in college football. That does not mean you're the best in college football, but it means you're right there.
By this point in his tenure, Jim Tressel was writing the books.
Well,
okay, so Ryan Day, you write a book.
I'm just pointing out that...
Called My Beard and Me.
I'm saying there is something to be heard from learning from where you could grow. Like, I could read a book about how to not be a complete idiot most of my life. Like, that I need to read. There's plenty of stuff I need help with. I'm just saying, if some guy was like, you know, for 3 years I worked in college radio in Nebraska, and now here, take my webinar on how to make good radio choices. Like, I don't need to read that book, man. I've been working this business for 20 years. If I don't know it by now, I'm not going to learn it. So I'm just saying, Ryan Day has been coaching for how long? Between the NFL and college? I don't know why he listens to Jim Collins, whoever this is, wrote this book. I'm sure that guy's great at whatever he does with his business stuff. But sometimes these CEO-level types, the people who run these giant companies, they lower themselves to read a book from a guy who's not as successful as them. Like, Ryan Day is more successful than this guy is with this book. Why are you reading this?
Chapter 1 of Ryan Day's book, Getting Laid in New Hampshire.
Is that...
There was an out-of-control boat on Lake Wakachabie or whatever
it was. Lake Winnipesaukee.
Ryan Day jumped on his jet ski.
Mm-hmm.
He saved the whole town.
Yes. And then all the hot ladies were like, thank you for this.
Yes. Also wrestled a great white shark
Did he?
This was a freshwater lake in New Hampshire, but somehow there was a great white shark in it.
Well, there was a Sharknado. We've had some weird weather the last few weeks, Mike. And
made in New Hampshire.
Mm, sure.
My guy. All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You should know there's a broken water main that's blocking the right lanes on westbound East Main Street at McNaughton Road, and you're going to hit some slower traffic on southbound 315 between 670 West and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment to get started, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Down payments vary. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No college education, and it shows. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Subscribe to the podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We'll do Inside the NFL and then remind me afterwards to tell you why very soon you may hear a very different Common Man.
Oh?
Yep.
Okay.
A little something happened today.
Okay.
I like to keep everybody abreast what's going on with me, so I will do that after the sportsy, sportsy, sports stuff.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Bone. Well, man, for many years in the NFL, ever since these two came into the league, we have had to deal with double Josh Allen. We've had Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, and then we've had Jags pass rusher Josh Allen, who both sometimes you would hear a story about Josh Allen and have to say, well, which one are we talking about? Well, you will no longer have to do that as of this season, because in 2024, in this upcoming NFL season, Josh Allen, who plays for the Jags, has said, that's not what I want to go by anymore. He is officially changing his name to Joshua Hines Allen. Apparently, he will want that on the back of his jersey. He would like to be referenced that way in media. He said the maternal side of his family and other relatives who have worn Hines and Hines Allen on their jerseys, he wanted to honor that and their legacy. So he said, my last name's been changed, but I'm still the same person. I always played this way. I'm going to continue to play this way. But he wanted to honor the people in his family. So not because he wanted to avoid being confused for the other Josh Allen. I don't think that happens as much, but there you go. His sisters use the same last name. His sister is in the WNBA, Misha Hines Allen of the Washington Mystics. Also, his uncle is Gregory Hines. I don't think
Hollywood,
the same.
I think he's dead, right?
I don't think it's the same Gregory Hines. This Gregory
Tap
Hines.
Dancer.
This Gregory Hines was drafted by the Golden State Warriors in 1983.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
And is in the Hampton University Athletics Hall of Fame.
No, I'm thinking of the actor.
His uncle, Keith Hines, played basketball at Montclair State. So, in either case, 26 years old, obviously, Joshua Hines Allen, as he'd like to go by now, tallied a career-high 17.5 sacks, 33 quarterback hits en route to a Pro Bowl nod. He also signed a 5-year, $150 million extension this offseason. So there you go.
My first mouth-on-mouth kiss was with a girl named Christine Hines.
Really?
Spelled like the ketchup, though. Not like Hines Ward.
What's... Oh, Hines, right.
Hines.
Yes, with the Z on the
end.
I forgot about the Z. I'm sorry.
That was my first kiss. Christine Hines.
Yeah. Hey, good news, Mike. The Cowboys and Dak Prescott have not done anything as far as getting a deal done. However, Dak Prescott was seen walking around with a boot on his foot.
That's nothing, though. He says it's nothing. It's nothing, because we all just get up and put on walking boots
for fun. Here's what he said. Now, just realize here, there's less than 3 weeks before the start of training camp. He said, honestly, I'm getting older. It was the same ankle that I snapped and had a nasty surgery on 4 years ago. So, yeah, a couple of hard days of training, you get a little sore. He said via The Athletic that you go on a fishing trip, you want to protect it, make sure things don't get worse. Literally, it is absolutely nothing. People are reaching, trying to make things that they aren't. I'm getting older. I have to take care of my body. I have to be smart. And if I can take some precautions and lessen something by putting on a boot, I'm going to do it. Sorry that caused such a whirlwind. Well, sure. What has been reported is that he's dealing with a, quote, very mild foot sprain. So,
all right, but you're an NFL quarterback. You're a high-profile guy. You're walking around with a walking boot. Yeah. People are going to have questions.
Yeah, I think maybe the idea of people are making something out of nothing, I get that's his way of just basically saying, I'll be okay, don't worry about this. But you can't blame people for seeing it and going, what's the situation? This doesn't seem great. So I don't blame people for feeling that way either. Meanwhile, some bad news for Steelers cornerback Cameron Sutton, though it
Dead.
Appears some justice.
Well,
he has been suspended for the first 8 games of the 2024 season following a domestic violence arrest. He was released by the Lions in March after a warrant was issued for his arrest, alleging domestic battery by strangulation. Turned himself in, arrived at the jail in Tampa, Florida after a multi-week search. So he had disappeared for a while. Last year, he signed a 3-year, $33 million contract with Detroit, was due $12.7 million this year. However, of course, due to this conduct policy violation, obviously he's going to forfeit quite a bit of that. It does say, according to the ESPN report, he will not appeal this suspension. So that's all done. That's happening. Now, please tell us, Mike, while you will sound different. Is that right?
Well, I have two special things to announce.
Okay.
One, I'm going to hold off on announcing until next hour.
God.
Well, I'm just saying I have two special things to announce.
What you meant was one of the announcements is I'll announce something next hour. Is that what you're saying?
I have something else to announce next hour, but I'll give you one thing right now.
Okay.
Because I'm always very upfront and honest with you. I went to the doctor today, and I'm very open about struggles with mental health and the fact that I take medication.
Sure.
We have to break down stigmas and walls and talk about these things in an open forum.
Mm-hmm.
So my doc wants to change up my medication.
Okay.
Okay. She also asked me to stop drinking for a month.
Really?
Yes. To which I said, why?
Yeah.
And she said, well, I want to get rid of all downers in your life. And I said, well, then you better just blow up the radio station. Do you realize, like, what I have to do, for 3 hours a day?
Do you know who we work with?
Right. Do you know what I have to do? Like, what common man has to say every single day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my whole life is a downer. So me not drinking a glass of wine with my dinner, that's going to make a difference?
Yeah, I think that, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying.
So anyway, I told her to pound sand on that. But... But
okay,
we're switching up the medication.
All right.
She said, so you may feel a little different as you transition onto this new cocktail of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting that out to you guys. I haven't started it yet.
Okay.
I haven't picked up the prescription yet. I assume it's going to take a few weeks to get in my system and really get going. But if you start to hear a different version of me, please do get in touch.
Okay.
And let me know. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. This is a fun game everyone can play. Guess common man's medication. Is it affecting his personality to the point where the listeners can hear it?
You don't want that to happen because people will guess it and someone will get it right. Someone will accidentally stumble upon the combination and get it right.
Well, no. It's important for everybody to find the right combination. And I've been on this combination for a while. And I'm going to stay on what I'm using. We're just going to add a little bit something different to the cocktail.
Sure.
Yes.
And that's good. You gotta keep tweaking. That's a big part of this, right? Is trying to always be growing and learning how to handle it the correct way.
That's right. You know how, like, you know, with, you can taste something. Maybe, oh, this is heavy on cumin.
Is that right?
Yes. Like, this is very cumin forward.
You feel like you can taste your meds?
My medication is very Prozac forward.
I see.
Very Prozac, and we're adding a little bit more spice to it.
They call that...
But the Prozac will still be there.
I think in the business they call that pros on the nose, is how they say that.
I have some ice cream news to share with you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. And stop-and-go traffic is causing a delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. This report is sponsored by Audible. Why not escape the traffic with Audible? Immerse yourself in new worlds, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, the Schmitz-Cardale-Jones celebrity softball game is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitnick? And it's presented by Monogram Homes. It goes down Saturday, July 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntington Park. It's current Ohio State football players against former Ohio State players. Your captains for the Geezers, Cardale-Jones. For the current players, Emeka Abuka. Tickets are only $10 and are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. As a matter of fact, give me a number, T-Bone.
Let's go with 12.
Call number 12 right now, 614-821-9710. Gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Cardale Jones softball extravaganza.
There you go.
Call now. All right, here's my other announcement for you. I told you last segment that I'm changing up my antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
So if you notice a difference in me, please let me know.
Okay.
My wife will.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do something else. And I think I'm going to start it on Friday, this Friday. You know, I have some downtime at the house. And I feel like we know each other on an intimate level. I mean, you listen to me for 3 hours a day. And I've gotten to know all of you through your texts on the burner phone and interactions and, you know, reading the YouTube chat and all that crap. So I said, what's the next logical step for the show?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I think the next logical step is inviting you all into my home. And so on select Friday evenings at 8 o'clock on our YouTube channel, there's going to be a little something called Common Man's Basement.
Okay.
And it consists of me, a laptop, and a webcam sitting in my basement, having a drink, and interacting with whoever wants to pop up on the YouTube chat.
So you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing the OnlyFans that we talked about.
Well, except I'm not getting paid. It's free.
And you're not naked, presumably.
Well, who the hell knows?
Okay.
It's uncensored.
I wasn't sure.
I didn't know. I'll say words I don't normally say. I'll tell stories. Look, this is on... I have no plan for this. Like the big boss, Sweet Lou Whitaker. What's the format going to be? No format. I'm going to sit down with a drink in hand.
Right.
In my basement and respond to people's comments. Now, maybe the show evolves to where a guest joins me via their own basement.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'll pull my wife into the conversation. Maybe the kid will pop in.
All right.
She's sipping on something
As
she normally does on a Friday night. This could be 15 minutes long. It could be an hour long. But 8 o'clock on select Friday nights. And I think I'm going to start it this Friday. Don't hold me to it.
Okay.
But I think this Friday.
Have you ever gone live on Instagram?
No.
Because that's a thing. You could maybe, we could do that too.
I understand, but they want to prop up the YouTube subscriptions.
I know. Oh, I see.
So that's what we're doing.
That's what they're doing.
On the YouTube.
I see.
And I'm quite sure, because the salespeople are working overtime, at some point it's going to be brought to you by someone.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's what we do. We're a business.
Yes,
Teddy, will you watch and participate?
What night's this again?
Eight o'clock on Friday nights, select Friday nights.
All right. Well, SmackDown's on Friday night.
Okay. Maybe you can DVR the SmackDown.
No, I think, Teddy, you got to watch that live. You don't want any spoilers.
Well,
I mean, look, I may have SmackDown on while I'm doing this.
I'll tell you what. I'll tune into the first one, and then if you grab me, keep me there, then I'll be back the next time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, look at
that. Thank you. Thank you, Teddy.
But I promise I'll be there night one.
So who the hell knows? Maybe two people show up to this, and it's me talking to two people. Maybe it's me talking to 200 people. I don't know. But I figure let's have some intimate time together where you pour yourself something to drink, I'll pour myself something to drink, and we'll chat.
All right.
All right?
Well, that's another way to get in touch with you on the show. That's very nice of you.
Oh, and if you think this is weird, common man, you wait until Basement Drinky Common Man comes out.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I got some ice cream news for you.
Great.
Grater's has a new flavor, banana pudding. This was released on Monday. According to a press release, banana pudding combines banana butterscotch ice cream with pieces of vanilla wafers to create a nostalgic and creamy delight. It's limited time.
Okay. That sounds like something that we've had that, right? I mean, is that...
I guess it's not a permanent flavor.
Okay.
They're bringing it back for a limited time. It is my job on this show to alert you of all ice cream unveilings.
Well, along those same lines, did you see what McDonald's has done?
No.
They have I don't know where this combo came from. I just saw this today. They have a McFlurry that is Kit Kat banana split.
Kit Kat banana split.
Like, I didn't know they had banana split technology with the McFlurry, and we've just thrown in Kit Kats.
Are they doing real bananas?
I have no idea with this thing. I just saw it. I've not had it. I'm not personally the biggest fan of banana flavoring. I just find it interesting that, like, we're seeing a couple different places.
Bananas
who
are
saying
taking over the world, baby.
Banana flavored ice cream is happening now.
Also, I went to the McDonald's for lunch today.
Yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to the person in front of me in the line that had never heard of McNuggets sauce before.
What do you mean?
Oh, she was very confused. First of all, she pulls up.
Do you still have the McRib?
No, ma'am, we don't.
Oh, boy.
I'll have a McNugget.
What piece?
What do they come in?
We can 4, 6, 10, 20, 40.
Six.
All right, Would you like sauce?
Yes.
What kind?
Sauce.
What kind of sauce? It was like a who's on first routine. We eventually settled on just ketchup, which is not sauce.
Oh my God.
Ketchup.
Oh my gosh.
But they had no.
What sauce? Who sauce? I want fries.
Good. Do you want anything for the McNuggets? Or do you want them dry as F going down your throat?
Right.
What do you want?
Some of that initially, I don't know how many nuggets you have. Like, I roll my eyes. You heard me groaning because I'm someone who's been to McDonald's so many times. I can't forget this stuff. But how do you not know that they have sauces?
I don't know why. It's stupid. Anyway, Jenny's has a new ice cream flavor, too. Jenny's has unveiled cookies and cleats for the upcoming Major League Soccer All-Star Game.
Oh, right.
The new flavor includes dark chocolate, truffle-like cookies, and white chocolate flakes in a vanilla-scented cream.
What?
According to a Jenny's press release, vanilla. So is it flavored or just smells like vanilla?
Well, also, isn't like 80% of taste smell anyway? Like, what are you just saying that it tastes like vanilla?
I don't know.
But you're trying to make it sound fancy. Don't try to fool me, Jenny's. We know that it's vanilla ice cream and you're putting some stuff in it.
Vanilla scented.
That's all it is. No, it's vanilla ice cream.
The new flavor will be available for free at Soccer Celebration, an MLS All-Star Week fan festival at McPherson Commons Park on July 20th and 21st. An MLS-themed ice cream truck will also hand it out throughout the city on July 22nd.
Oh.
Or you can go buy it at their locations in the Short North and North Market.
All right. Well, I guess it's the nice part being that it's free at the soccer celebration. That's a good gesture.
Are you sure going to the soccer celebration?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they'll let me know at some point here if we are doing something out there. There's been conversations.
Oh, but nothing, I didn't realize that.
Nothing has been official.
I haven't been invited.
No, because you're not the host of a soccer podcast
so
on
what?
This station. What do you mean, so what?
I'm me.
You want to go out on the weekends?
I didn't say I wanted to go out.
Okay.
I said I'd like to be invited.
This is the worst part about you, honestly.
No, I want to be included.
You want to be invited so you can tell people no. But just don't. You don't want to go.
I don't want to go, but it's nice to be invited. That's all.
It's nice to not be rejected. How about the other person? It's always inviting.
No, I don't want to go. Thank the person. Thank you for thinking of me.
But no, I have other plans.
I'd rather die.
See, that's why people go, you know what? I just won't invite him because I don't want to deal with the I'd rather die at the end. That's why.
Joey Chestnut, he was not involved in the hot dog eating competition, yet sadly, America survived.
No kidding.
Can you believe they're doing that to this dumb idiot? Yes, who cares? So Joey Chestnut, though, said he ate 200 boneless wings in under 30 minutes at Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right.
200 boneless wings in under, and I'm sure he enjoyed all of them.
Now, right. I saw that there was a picture of this, and he's at a Buffalo Wild Wings holding up a sign that says 200. He's got the empty plates next to him all stacked up. The little, you know, the silver trays they bring them out on. And then behind him is a very nicely placed Buffalo Wild Wings sign talking about their boneless wings. So clearly this is a marketing thing that he did. I'm just going to say that's not verified competitive eating. We don't know that he actually ate the 200.
Oh, yeah.
It's very convenient.
We got to get the record books. We don't want any asterisks there.
If they're going to take it seriously, then I'm going to take it seriously. If everybody's going to act like it's a national tragedy,
and this guy
doesn't get to go suck down hot dogs on 4th of July, then I'm going to start taking it seriously.
I find it personally offensive. We talk about food. I just did a tease about ice cream.
Yeah.
Telling you about new ice cream flavors, all right? We talk about food all the time. We are girthy men. But I have a problem with disrespecting food. This, to me, is disrespecting food. You're not eating for enjoyment. You're not eating for taste. You're just to see how much you can get in your mouth. That's stupid. That's like Leonardo DiCaprio having 200 Victoria's Secret models on the boat, doing all of them, and not even thinking about it. That's disrespectful.
Sure.
Enjoy it.
It's almost
sink your teeth in.
It's almost objectifying them, Mike. Objectifying women. Yeah, objectifying.
Objectifying wings. Those poor chickens. They died.
Right.
Right. So that you wouldn't even enjoy it. If you're going to kill something, in theory.
Well, I mean,
enjoy it when you bite into it.
Chicken had to die. I don't think it's a wing that you're eating necessarily. You're eating chicken meat that's been
deep fried and processed and all that stuff. But to
your point. The eating competitions, because people think that, because we talk about, you know, fat guy food.
Yeah,
no. Do all that.
Enjoy your food.
I remember a core memory of mine is as a kid, we went out to Velvet Ice Cream out in Utica. And we went out there to just tour their little, you know, factory they have there. Nice little gift shop, have some ice cream. They also had a fishing pond. We would take our fishing poles and go fishing out there. But one of the days we went, when I was a kid, they had an ice cream eating competition on the premises and under a tent. So we watched some of it, and it was, you know, these people are just shoveling ice cream in. And as a little kid, I'm like, oh, man, that looks awesome. Imagine if you could have as much ice cream as you wanted. I thought it looked awesome until one of the people just stood up and vomited all over the place. And I realized that's not enjoyable. Like, I would rather enjoy ice cream. And yeah, at that time, I would probably like to have had two or three bowls of it, but I'd like to eat them at my leisure as much time as I need to finish
that. Respect your food.
Yeah.
Respect women and respect chicken wings. Put that on a t-shirt and sell it.
Okay.
Coming up next, I have a story about Livy Dunn that I respect her.
Good.
I'm going to share that with you. And Elton John. They're not in the same story. These are two different stories. But Livy Dunn and Elton John coming up next. May I remind you, it's the week of nothing.
It is.
The week of nothing. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. And you're going to run into a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize their award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out.
Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. We have lots more nonsense. Before we get to that, Bone's going to sell you something.
Well, Mike, you've got a roof. Maybe it needs fixed. If your roof needs fixed, you don't want to wait around forever to get it done. How about getting the job done in one day? Able Roof will get it done in one day with a 24-hour turnaround on most jobs. It's done in a day, good for a lifetime. Able Roof has been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus by Consumer Choice Awards for 22 years in a row. You can take advantage of summer promotion before it's over. No payments, no interest until 2026, and save up to $1,000 on a new roof, siding, and windows. Don't put off getting a new roof any longer. Call Able Roof today, 614-444-ROOF. You know the number, 614-444-ROOF.
Livy Dunn, you know her. She is an Instagram legend. She's a gymnast at LSU. She's made millions of dollars through name, image, and likeness. Let her live. She has announced that she is coming back to LSU for year number six. Five in the gymnastics program. So she's coming back, presumably to make more videos and make more millions of dollars. I will watch. God bless you, Libby Dunn. Also, Elton John. Has nothing to do with Livy Dunn, but I saw this today and it made me laugh. Elton John is in France. He's in Nice.
Okay.
In France. He's 77 years old. He has two younger children. I didn't realize this, but let him live. He was shopping in Nice when he came upon a store that sells shoes called Sugar Kicks.
All right.
In Nice, France. So he walked in with his two sons and a bodyguard. He asked for the toilet. He was told there was no public toilet in Sugar Kicks.
Okay.
He then turned to his bodyguard and asked for a bottle. So right there in the store, he whipped it out and relieved himself right there in the bottle, not far from the other shoppers. His aim was a bit off, and urine ended up on the floor.
Oh, no.
The owner of the store had no idea who this person was.
Oh, boy.
Was shocked and frustrated. The owner says, "Sir, what do you do for a living?" Mm-hmm. To which Elton John had the best response ever to that question. He said, "I'm Elton John."
Right. You should know what I do.
The owner then went and looked him up on the computer.
Oh, good.
As he did not know who Elton John was. And then he realized, oh, this guy's a big deal. And he wasn't upset anymore that Elton John's piss was on the floor. Before leaving, Elton John did buy two pairs of sneakers for his sons, took a picture, and shook hands with the owner right after he pissed on them.
I hope he washed his hands first. Also, it should be noted, I never forget to tell you this, my parents own a shoe store in Nice, France.
Sugar Kicks?
Elton John, never heard of him. What's that guy doing?
Your parents know who Elton John is?
I mean,
come on.
They probably do. I don't think we've ever had a discussion about him. I don't think they could tell me one song he sang. I'm dead serious.
I guarantee you.
I'm dead serious they couldn't.
They will know Rocket Man or...
No. I know they would know these songs, but if I told my mom right now, if I said, name an Elton John song, not let me play you some music.
You don't think she would say Rocket Man or Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
No.
Or none of that?
I don't think she would. I think she would probably say, I don't really listen to him. She knows who he is. But I don't know if she would recognize him. I definitely don't think she would be able to say, here's a list of his songs that I've liked that he sang. My parents don't listen to that stuff. I don't know why they never listen to contemporary music. They like to keep it Christian, buddy. That's where they're at.
Anyway, there's a nice little photo of Elton John and his kids at Sugar Kicks. Sugar Kicks.
I'm promising you, man. I know this blows your mind. If my parents are walking around in Kroger, and alongside of them just happens to be John Bon Jovi just walking down the aisle.
Well, I mean, he's older now.
Dude, You could have him from the 80s touring, and they pop him out of a tour, put him in a time capsule or time machine, send him forward to now, drop him in there. They'd be like, I saw the oddest dressed man the other day at the store. They would not be like, oh my God, it's rock legend John Bon Jovi. They would have no idea.
Like my mom. My mom probably couldn't name you one Aerosmith song.
Right.
Okay? But when I was a kid, we were in a hotel in Chicago. We get in the elevator. It's me, my mom, and Steven Tyler.
Right.
Okay? And if you think, oh, Steven Tyler probably dresses down when he's not on stage, wrong.
I mean, you haven't met Steven Tyler.
He had the tassels. I mean, it was like Steven Tyler, like you imagine Steven Tyler to be. And it's just, we're in this elevator. There's just the three of us. There's like Muzak playing in the elevator.
Yeah.
You know, like Lionel Richie guitar version. And I'm trying to look at him, but not look at him. There's mirrors all over the elevator. So I'm looking in the mirrors. And my mom is like nudging me.
Right.
Right. And I knew it was Steven Tyler. And I wanted to say something to Steven Tyler, but my 10-year-old brain couldn't get the words out. Anyway, he smiles and nods.
Yeah.
And then gets off on his floor. We continue to go.
See, I'm telling you, like,
but my mom was like, that's the Aerosmith guy.
But
even she knew who he was, even though she couldn't. I'm telling you, your parents would know Elton John.
My dad might. I don't think my mom legitimately, not because like she will recognize people. Like you put her in an elevator with Barbara Mandrell. She's breaking out the prunes, baby. Sunkissed, let's go.
Steven Tyler did bend my mom over in the elevator.
Love it in the elevator.
She's like, oh, now I know who you are. Okay. I wasn't sure before, but now I understand. No, I'm trying to think of the, like, I don't know, name some popular bands that you can think of.
I'm trying to think of people with universal appeal. I think Elton John has.
Sure. Well, yeah.
Universal appeal. All right, how about Mariah Carey? Would they know Mariah Carey? She's been around for like 30-something years.
I think my dad would say, doesn't she sing that Christmas song?
Okay.
And then my mom would say, I don't recognize her literally at all. I don't think she would recognize Mariah Carey. I don't. And I mean, again, I understand. I'm saying take her from whatever era you think Mariah Carey looked like Mariah Carey. The most recognizable version of her. That's the version we're talking about put in front of my parents. I don't think
Teddy,
my mom would recognize
her. Help me with people that have like universal appeal. All genres, different generations. Like Barbara Streisand, would they know Barbara Streisand?
Ah, that's a tough one. I feel like I can guarantee.
Cher?
Maybe Cher. Just because she's very, you know, like she's got a distinct look. I think
plasticky.
I think Barbara Streisand, maybe my mom might get her. My dad probably would. Cher? I don't know. I honestly don't know if they would.
How about Howard Stern? If they saw Howard Stern. He's such a unique looking guy. They'd have to know who he is.
They'd probably recognize that he's famous. My dad, I think, would know who he... My dad would say, yeah, that's Howard Stern.
But your mom wouldn't know Howard Stern.
Oh, no. I don't think my mom... Like, if you said, Wanda, do you know about Baba Booey? She would say, who's that? What does he do? Where...
Okay.
What music does he make? They have no concept of this.
How about Sting? How about Paul McCartney? Paul McCartney's on the elevator.
I think, I would hope my parents would know one of the Beatles. Yes?
It was Ringo's birthday yesterday, 84 years old. Ringo's on the elevator.
By the way, I listened to Helter Skelter last night and this morning.
We didn't have that conversation yet, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Not was it off the air?
Off the air.
I thought you brought that up on the air yesterday.
No, we didn't talk on the air about that.
All right, listeners. Apparently, I have let a cat out of a bag that I didn't know was not out of the bag. Are we doing it? Never mind.
We can talk about it.
Ted came in yesterday raving about the Beatles' Helter Skelter and saying it's one of the greatest songs he's ever heard.
Yeah, then he went out and got a flock of people to kill people. Charles Manson, he also loved that song.
Yeah. But you know what? Ted was like, that's awesome. And I went and listened to it again. I'm like, you know what? This is a Beatles song.
So
I
you listened
get into.
To it. So did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much enjoyed it.
All right.
I the whole time I'm like, is this the one? Is this right? Because I'm like shocked that this is the Beatles. I did not expect that at all.
Well, they dipped their toe in a lot of stuff then as they got on. I mean,
yeah, but they could have dipped
George
it more into
playing the sitar.
Wish they would have dipped it more into that stuff because that was actually good.
Exactly.
I enjoyed
it. Tremendous.
What was I going to say? Oh, rapid fire's coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You'll find traffic is moving slowly on eastbound 161 between Hamilton Road and New Albany Road, and expect a couple-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
It's the week of nothing.
We rapid like it that way.
Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. We have that.
We love nothing.
Game show, 5 o'clock hour. What is it again?
We're doing Instagram comparisons. I'll tell you two people. You tell me who has more Instagram followers.
Tomorrow's Wild Card Wednesday. You working tomorrow, Teddy?
No.
Nope. Okay. And then Thursday is the No Sports Allowed show. The annual show, 3 hours, not a lot. You working Thursday, Teddy?
Yes.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with it being the content of the programming. It's that he just needs Wednesdays off. That's just what it is.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I have no major plans tomorrow, so.
Look at that.
Yeah, I don't have any appointments.
What are you eating tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I have to go to Kroger's, as some people say.
That was the longest apostrophe Kroger's. S on there. Yes.
I thought, should I put the S on there like the other idiots? So,
that's
so.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know, maybe Popeye's. We'll see.
All right, thank you, Tim. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
All right, Teddy, rapid fire number one.
Joe Burrow, we just chatted about him. He said he wants to play for the U.S. flag football team at the 2028 Olympics. Do you think active NFL players will be allowed to participate in those games?
No.
No.
And they shouldn't be. If you want to have, like, retired players go over and play flag football, that's fine. But, no, that's stupid.
Well, I mean, the reality is there are plenty of professional teams that, I mean, you have all these NBA players who are going to go play in the Olympics, right? I mean, the NBA is, you don't want to see someone getting hurt. We've seen people get hurt. Paul George famously broke his leg playing for Team USA. That's bad. I mean, I guess if there was some prestigious enough thing, like at least with basketball, you're playing the sport. You're playing the real sport. Yes. Just against, you know, it's different. All these countries now have NBA players that play on them. So
also, the Olympics are in August. So yeah. You're in camp.
That's right. You should be getting right back to camp, at least with the NBA. Presumably, if you pick up an injury, you have a few months to recover from that and to just get rested up anyway before you get your preseason going there. So, yeah, it's also going to be a bit of a wrinkle.
Rapid fire number two.
What's your top three favorite mascots in all of sports?
And I hate mascots. I'll go with, you know, Brutus is great. Fine. Stinger. There's my top two.
Stinger's good?
Why not?
Stinger's like one of the worst mascots you could ever think of.
I love Stinger.
Oh, I hate him.
And I'm going to say former Jackets mascot Boomer.
Boomer.
He looked like a D&B.
He looked like a cannon, Mike. That's all it was. Cannon with a mustache.
D&B.
That's right. By the way, our dog's name, Boomer, for that very reason, because we love that
mascot.
He's
got a huge D&B.
I'm going to give you the following. Not the bees. Those are gone. Here's what we've got. I'm going to throw out the Spurs Coyote. If you've never seen the Spurs Coyote, the San Antonio Spurs, this is like Wile E. Coyote on meth. I think he's fun.
All right.
The Seattle Sasquatch that they used to have before Sonics games, obviously they're gone, but if they ever come back, he'll be back descending from the rafters and dunking and all those things as a full-on Sasquatch in a basketball
what
jersey.
What about the Phoenix Suns gorilla?
That's okay. I'm just saying the Sasquatch had a little bit more play for me. I was more, okay. I like that. And then, Mike, I really like the Sox mascot. The White Sox mascot.
Socks.
Yeah.
Or do you mean like just drunk people running on the field and stabbing people?
No. He's called Southpaw.
Oh, Southpaw.
Yeah. Right. And if you've not seen him, he looks like Oscar the Grouch if someone murdered Oscar the Grouch's family directly in front of him. His eyes are just in this weird emotional setting at all times.
Well, he's been to Sox games. He's scarred.
Yes.
Also, Sister Jean.
Oh, she's the old nun. Mascot for them, too.
Why not?
Pulling double duty.
Yes. Rapid fire number three.
What's a TV show or movie that both you and your wife enjoy watching together?
I don't enjoy watching anything that she likes to watch. Because it's all Bravo crap. And I can't stand it. Or like 90 Day Fiancé. And then if I am in the room when those shows are on, I have to make comments, and she doesn't like the comments.
See, I'm the same way. I try very hard not to make comments, but she enjoys watching a lot of the Kardashians stuff, and I'm not a big fan of that. But I will try to enjoy when she does. We watched Love is Blind together, and I enjoyed a few of those episodes. But the show that we for years would watch, and we still go back to occasionally, we've watched Arrested Development together. Love that. She would not let me watch an episode of Veep without her because she loved Veep. I love Veep.
Yeah, I mean, the older sitcoms and stuff, like, we'll go back and rewatch, like, Frasier and stuff like that. Yeah. She likes to watch that. I like to watch it.
But current stuff, there's not a ton that we're both, like, keen on right now.
Rapid fire number four.
I heard Rothman say today that he changes his toothbrush every 6 months after his dental visit. Matty Ice and Evil Bald Colin, they said they think it should be more like 2 to 3 months. How often do you guys change your toothbrush?
Not as often as I probably should. I only change it when I notice visible wear, if I see the bristles are starting to fray.
Okay.
Or if I've had like some sort of bad sickness.
Yeah.
After I recover, because I don't want to transfer germs. I don't know if that's real or not, but I'll change toothbrushes. So it's inconsistent. I'm going to say every 6 months to 3 years.
Okay. I do it more than every 6 months. I don't know if I do it every 2 months, but I'm usually like after about 3 months or so, I would guess is probably it. I think I usually have had a couple toothbrushes by the time I go in for my next cleaning at the dentist. So, probably every 3 months or so.
Rapid fire number five.
Today is National Sugar Cookie Day. Where do sugar cookies rank in your favorite cookie list?
All right, hold on a second, because I was talking to Matty Ice about this as we were leaving the studio, or he was leaving the studio, I was coming in. He said they're not even in his top 10 sugar. And I said, well, hold on a second. Are we doing just traditional sugar cookie, or are we also incorporating frosted sugar cookie?
Well, that's a different ball game.
That is a different animal completely. If you give me like a soft frosted, like Cheryl's cookie or Kruger cookie, whatever the hell you want to call it, that's top five.
Yeah.
Just straight sugar? No.
Well, I'll tell you this. A straight sugar cookie is only the good to me. It's only elite. If we're talking straight out of the oven, and when I bite into it, it's soft, chewy, and has some crunchiness to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Either from the sugar, or from maybe there's a little bit of like,
I'll tell you who does caramelization on that. Really good traditional sugar cookie, no frosting.
Who's that?
But they use the crunchy little sugar bits on top, and it's got a little edge that's crispy, but the middle of it's almost raw dough.
Yes,
Potbelly.
Really?
Potbelly does a good sugar cookie.
I'll have to go check that out.
Go get yourself an Italian sub with the spicy hot peppers. The jardiniere is what makes it.
Mm, I've heard that.
And a sugar cookie. And if you get mayonnaise on your Italian, Timmy will come to your house and kill you in your sleep.
Now, I will tell you, for cookies, I'm with you that if it doesn't have icing on it, it's not in the top five. At least not for me. I got chocolate chip as my A number one, always and forever. I love you. I also have, I'm going to put a oatmeal raisin up there. I love an oatmeal raisin when done right. I'm a huge fan of a snickerdoodle, which I get.
Snickerdoodle's a sugar cookie, but it's a superior version of a sugar cookie.
Yes, because you get a little bit more flavor
to
it. Right,
you're getting cinnamon and nutmeg and spices.
But probably above all those, except for chocolate chip, the cookie that I love the most after chocolate chip, no joke, is a molasses cookie.
You've talked to me about your love for molasses before.
And you know what I realized? Because you're not a big fan of them, or I don't even know if you've had them.
No, I've had them.
You've had them, but there's a lot of ginger in the molasses.
Yeah, it's like a gingerbread cookie.
It's not your thing. Well, it's not.
It's vain style.
Yes, I'm just pointing out. Yes, you're right. They're similar, but like a gingerbread cookie, usually dry and crunchy.
Right.
Molasses cookies, oh, They're soft and moist and gooey, and there's a lot more of that molasses flavor that just takes over.
You know, I had, speaking of cookies, I had a cookie epiphany just the other day, and I'm going to share it with you.
She's great. I've met her.
Cookie epiphany. Man, we had some wild loving. I'm going to share it with you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking two right lanes on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt. After Morse Road, it's stop and go from Easton Way. We also have a couple-minute delay on eastbound 670 between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Upgrade your hot rod or muscle car with parts from Summit Racing. And right now, shop summitracing.com and use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Summitracing.com. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 7/21. 24. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000 square foot sports book. It is the place to be. Like, example for right now, you got Spain and France in the Euros.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully, you're not like watching the game and not listening to us.
Sure.
But the perfect thing to do would be go to the sports book, Hollywood Casino Columbus, put some money on the game, put a little earbud in your ear, mm-hmm. and listen to the show.
Look at that.
As you partake in some gambling action. It's fun for everyone. The whole family, grandma, infants, they all love sports gambling.
The infants aren't allowed to bet. Just
well, no, but
worth.
What happens is that you can either tape them to your stomach and then put your clothes on and then fool security at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Okay.
Or you can just get your toddler's picks before you go to the casino.
Oh, sure.
What I like to do is I like to leave my little kid home alone while I go to the casino. But before I do, I get her picks.
Sure.
And then I put money on those picks at the casino. If they win, she eats. If not, well, sorry about that.
Make a better pick.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. How have they told us to not told us to stop doing these commercials yet? I don't know. I had a cookie epiphany.
Yeah, what was the cookie epiphany?
I've discussed this. I don't like crispy cookies. To me, like thin, crispy cookies, waste of calories.
Okay.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to eat a thin, crispy cookie, there better be a lot of them.
Yes, but I'm a soft cookie guy.
Sure.
You know, I like to underbake my baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
I like that sensation. Not a crispy cookie guy. My wife brought home some Tate's chocolate chip cookies. Are you familiar with the Tate's?
Oh, they come in the green bag?
Yes, the green
bag.
Yeah,
I've had those.
She says, try them, they're great. I don't like a crispy cookie. Try them!
Yep.
So, of course, I did try them. They are thin.
Mm-hmm.
They are crispy. I need about 30 of them,
yeah.
Okay? Because they're not big. But damn, they're delicious.
I'm telling you, man.
They are great. They got like a little toffee
they're doing
thing
something
going on, like something's there.
I didn't know if it was brown butter or what it is.
I don't
they're,
know. Like,
they're
I
doing
use,
something.
I use brown butter. They remind me of a version of the chocolate chip cookies I make.
Yeah.
But they're very thin and crispy.
They are. And again, if it's crispy because you overbaked it, that's one thing. But when you do that thin, those to me are like the smash burger of chocolate chip cookies, where you get that, it's almost like that edge is so thin, it can't help but crisp up. But it's still delicious, and I'm with you. I got to have a bunch of them. I can't just eat two or three and be like, that was good.
Well, I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they're expensive. They're not cheap.
No. Like Pepperidge Farm, I'm same way. If I get one of those bags of Pepperidge Farm, that's a one-time serving. I'm not waiting through that.
I was unaware of the taste. I mean, I'd seen them. I'd never tried them because I don't like crispy cookies. But I was telling my mom, like, oh, hey, the Tates. You ever go to Costco and they have them, get them for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because she lives at Costco.
Right.
It's like she's Norm at Cheers with Costco and Home Goods. Every day she's there.
Okay.
And so, and there's two of them in the household, and yet they buy like they're
getting the
chicken pot pie that serves 25.
What are we going to do with all these leftovers? Beg our family to come over and eat it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So she goes there and she brings me cookies. And this is the only time I've actually respected my mom. That didn't come out right.
Okay.
This is the first time I looked at my mom and said, wow, I didn't know this about food. Thank you for telling me.
All right.
Because she's always the person like, I don't know anything.
Why do you order a Big Mac? What is that?
Yeah, okay. So she's just not, she's not an adventurous eater, or what she's going to eat, she's going to make it.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. And so she brings me this big bag of chocolate chip cookies, but they're not Tate's cookies.
Mm-hmm.
They're just Kirkland brand.
Sure.
Thin and tiny, like mini cookies.
Yeah.
And I said, I wanted the Tate's cookies. She goes, this is the same. It's the same people who make the Tate's.
Really?
Will make the mini thin Kirkland.
Is it the little bags?
No, like it's a big bag.
Okay, but they're not individually
bagged in there.
But is that the same cookie, though? Because I know they do the individual bags, too, of the cookie.
Anyway. Well, that I don't know. Anyway, she might be this big-ass bag.
Yeah.
Kirkland tiny, crispy chocolate chip cookies. And I said, this woman has no idea what the hell she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was always the person, Mom, can we get McDonald's? I got McDonald's at home! And it never tasted like McDonald's. And so I'm like, you know, this broad just bought me some cookies, but not the cookies that I wanted. And so I tasted them.
Oh, yes.
They are the same.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they're the same as the Tate's.
So these Kirkland cookies that we're talking about, like, we get them in the box where
show me the bag.
It's blue, right?
Yes.
A giant blue bag. Yeah. They have the big giant blue bag. That's they have a box that you can get where you have like 8 or 10 of them in a little baggie, and the kids take them to school. But man, I have grabbed about a handful of those baggies and gone downstairs to watch TV and said, thank you very much.
I've had this big bag of cookies now for about 48 hours.
And it's probably almost gone.
And it's almost gone.
Yeah. You almost have to get the individual, like the small serving size bag, just because you have to keep ripping open a bag. And at some point you're like, all right, well, I ate three of these. That's probably enough, even though it's never enough. Those cookies are great. I'm with you.
They are good.
I'm with you. I didn't know you hadn't had those, but yeah, those are awesome. I did not know they were made by the Tate's people, though. That is news.
I don't know if they advertise that, but if you do a taste test comparison.
Well, they're great. You know what, though? Because of the smaller size, I hadn't really ever thought to compare them. But yeah, those are.
Tate's, by the way, people in the chat. Not taint. Tate's. T-A-T-E'S.
Good old Tate's cookies. Yeah, those are delicious. Get them right from under there.
Not as good as Chode.
No, not as good as Chode.
I love Chode.
Get them from under there, and then someone says, underwear, and you say, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Did we just do a whole segment about cookies?
I think we did. Yeah.
You know, we did a whole segment about ice cream earlier. We just did a whole segment about cookies, and maybe you're saying, oh, well, that must have been the Fat Boy food tip for today.
Nope.
You'd be wrong, because coming up next, Fat Boy food tip! Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And another 5-minute delay if you need to travel westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Spectacular savings are happening now at Mattress Firm's July 4th sale. You can get a Sleepy's Queen mattress for just $89.99, the lowest price ever. Upgrade, save, and celebrate before it's too late. Offer ends Tuesday. In-store only while supplies last. Restrictions apply. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Oh, happy Tuesday. Game show coming up at 5:34. What's the game, Boner?
The game this week is just Instagram followers. I'm going to give you two people's names. Tell me which one has more followers on the gram.
This show is the week of nothing. We got Wild Card Wednesday tomorrow. The most on the rails that we were was probably yesterday.
I think so.
Yeah. Today's been a lot of crap. Tomorrow, a lot of crap. Thursday, nothing but crap because it is the No Sports Allowed show. 3 hours, no sports allowed. And I said this yesterday. If you have a friend who doesn't like sports and they stay away from talk radio because they have negative connotations of both those things, and I understand why. Because it's either like political talking heads screaming at you or Chris Russo.
Yeah.
Just screaming sports things at you. Say, hey, this is the week to turn on the show. Give these guys a week. They will grow on you like a fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And then if not, then they don't listen ever again.
Fungus is the right word.
Fungus.
Because we are actively removing nutrients from you as you are listening to us.
Right.
That's how that works.
We are parasites. Fat Boy Food Tap!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, what do you got, Bone?
Okay, I gotta say, shout out to Trent, who messages me occasionally on Instagram. I appreciate this.
My guy.
Sending me some Fat Boy food tips. So these are from a listener, Trent, who checks us out. Thank you, Trent, for these. First of all, I did not know Taco Bell was doing this. It just started yesterday. And you know I love some Taco Bell. I know your wife loves the nacho fries.
Loves them.
Okay. This is for rewards members, which again is just free. You sign up on the app, you get the rewards stuff, right? Well, on their app only, you can sign up now through July 15th. So you got less than a week to do this. You can pay $10, and then for the next 30 days, you will get nacho fries every day if you want them for $10 total. If you go more than five times, you're making money on there. Not making money, but you know what I mean. You're
can I go multiple times a day?
It says get fries every day, get an order of regular nacho fries. But here's the part I did not see earlier when we were talking about this. I did not know this was part of the deal. You can also get your favorite fry sauce exclusively if you do this deal. So they won't give you this otherwise. You know when you get the fries, you get the nacho cheese sauce, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They also will allow you any of their other sauces that they serve. If you order it in the app, they will let you have those to dip your fries in, your nacho fries.
In addition to the nacho cheese or instead of
it
the
sounds
nacho
like,
cheese?
It looks like instead of. But here's what these sauce options. You got nacho cheese sauce, obviously. You have the spicy ranch sauce available to you. You have the reduced fat sour cream, which I think is just the sour. It's the only sour cream they have.
Why do they advertise that it's reduced fat sour cream?
You can also get creamy chipotle sauce, which I'm a fan of. The avocado ranch sauce. And the creamy jalapeno sauce. All of these are available only if you do this $10 deal, and then you get it every day. So every day you could theoretically go and get a different sauce to dip. And if you're like, I don't like that one, you go back to another one. I'm with you that the cheese sauce is superior, and I enjoy it. But I've not, in fairness, had like the nacho fries in avocado ranch sauce. I would like to try that. That sounds like it could be good.
Now, this also means, presumably, that they're keeping the nacho fries around for a minimum of 30 days.
Well,
I don't know why they even take them away. That's stupid.
I would hope they're not going to say, oh, good, you spent $10 on this? Well, sorry, we canceled it after 2 weeks. Like, I would hope that's not a thing. So that is certainly something that I am a fan of. I'm also a fan of this. Krispy Kreme.
I'm a fan.
Well, we love the Krispy Kreme donuts. We do have our issues with one of the locations in town always having their issues. But if you have a good Krispy Kreme location near you, you can order Kit Kat donuts. They are back. And I believe this is also a like limited time, 1 week only kind of thing. Here are the Kit Kat donuts they are offering. The Kit Kat Crunch Donut, which is an original glazed donuts dipped in milk chocolate and then topped with chopped Kit Kat pieces and chocolate flavored Krispies, which right. I thought that's what Kit Kat is. Then you can get a Kit Kat Cookie Dream filled donut, where you get the cookie dough flavored cream filled into the donut, then dipped in the chocolate, then covered in the Kit Kat pieces, and then you get a nice drizzle of cookie dough flavored icing on top of
it. Can I tell you something? Maybe before you go to get one of these, call ahead.
Make sure they've got them.
Right, because I've been to several of the locations. Hi, can I get the donut that you're advertising all over social media? Yeah, we don't have that.
Oh, well, that's...
We don't make that.
Don't do that.
Well, you suck then.
Here's the third one is this. A salted caramel brownie donut.
Sold.
Buddy.
Sold.
I love me some salted caramel. An original glazed donut topped with brownie batter flavored buttercream, covered with chopped Kit Kat and brownie pieces, and finished with salted caramel flavored ribbons. Put it in my facho. Let's go. I want it in my face hole now. Make it happen. And finally, here's this from McDonald's. You know, we're not going to have one of these go by probably without some kind of McDonald's update because we usually have one. The Smoky BLT QPC, for those not in the know, that is the quarter pounder with cheese. It last made the menu on McDonald's menu boards in 2022, but it is back, baby.
How did I miss this?
It was just a BL, you know, bacon, lettuce, tomato on the quarter pound with cheese. And they have like a smoky sauce. It's like a, I don't know, like a buttery, smoky kind of sauce they put on this thing. Delicious.
All right.
It's back. That's a thing. Also, McDonald's in their app. I don't know. You might have to go to the app for the smoky BLT. But in the app, I know this is the only way you can get this. They are probably using a similar sauce to what they're using on the smoky BLT. There is a special grade garlic sauce. This is a tie-in with some, I believe, like anime property that I'm not very familiar with. Anyway, the sauce is, you can order them in the app. I think it's all the same sauce. It's this special grade garlic sauce to dip your nuggets in or whatever you want to dip in it. But each of the, there's 9 different wrappers on top of it. Like the, you know, the little peel off thing you have to peel off to get to the sauce.
Yeah.
Those are going to be different options. So there's 9 collectible. I don't know why people would collect the thing of the. Don't ask me.
This is my sauce foil collection.
Just see someone sitting in their car just licking all these different foil stamped things.
Yes, I watch lots of Japanese anime and collect sauce foil packets. Please touch my nethers.
I mean, if they said you can order this sauce and then we'll give you like a commemorative foil thing in a little something to hold it, that's fine. But I mean, I have found, I don't know if you do this, when I get those little sauce packets, I like to rip the top off. I then lick the sauce.
Of course you do.
And then what do? I smack it right on the inside of the bag and it just sticks there like a postage stamp. That's how I get it. So I can put it in inside the bag, but if I still have stuff in the bag, it doesn't get sauce all over the outside of those containers, the fries.
Hey,
or the
in the McDonald's app today, if you so choose, 10 free McNuggets, minimum purchase $2.
Oh. I like how you text me every time that deal pops.
I forgot to today, but it's there
today.
Okay,
I saw it. Okay. I saw that alert too. And Bone, I like to do that with the honey packets.
Yeah.
I feel like not I feel like not enough people realize how great the pure honey is as a dipping sauce for a chicken McNugget.
It's good.
I will go back and forth. 2 dips, 1 dip barbecue sauce, 1 dip, scrape it into that
making
honey.
Making your own honey barbecue right there.
Sometimes I'll just do honey. If I take a bite, see when you bite the nugget and then you have that halvesy, you are able to like scrape that on the bottom of the honey.
Yeah.
And you get more and it sticks.
It fills into the crevices.
Oh, the cracks
and gaps. Of the chicken nugget. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, how are we on the sweet and sour sauce at McDonald's?
Good.
Because I tell you what, I used to be barbecue first. Barbecue was the number one option. Now I am, if it's a 10-piece and they say you get 2 sauces, I'm going, give me 2 sweet and sour.
Really? Not 1 red, 1 green?
I love the sweet and sour, man. That's probably that's got to be my number one now.
I'm not a big sweet and sour guy. It's barbecue or honey for me. Sometimes if I'm feeling squirrely, hot buffalo.
Yeah, I like the hot buffalo.
Which is not hot. It's just,
no,
but it's buffalo flavor.
Yeah. It's a clear third for me behind those first 2.
Once a year, maybe hot mustard.
Yeah, I've never really gotten into the hot mustard myself.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Have any of you tried? I heard Matty Ice talk about this. Have you tried at Raising Cane's to get the honey mustard instead of the cane sauce?
I've heard him talk about this. It seems wrong to me.
Sacrilege?
Yes.
Can't do it?
Why? Why is anyone doing that?
Because they apparently offer it, and some people like that and don't like the mayo-based cane sauce.
Oh, that's right. This is a cause de celeb for Timmy.
We're getting away
from the mayo sauces.
No, I have not tried the honey mustard, but you brought up a hot mustard, and I just thought maybe that'd be something you'd be willing to try.
I would try it, sure. Yeah, but
it tastes amazing.
I'd order it on the side.
Of course, in addition to the cane sauce. You cannot not have that cane sauce.
By the way, it's not cane sauce, but the Burger King people have the great option, and I wish more places had this. I know you're not a huge fan of Burger King, Mike, but when you get an onion ring there, because they obviously, number one, offer that, which I love. You can even mix and match. You can just give me a little of each, which is also great. But when you get onion rings there, you can say, give me the onion ring sauce, which is a mayo-based kind of ketchup and mustardy.
It's ketchup and
it's
mayonnaise?
It's their version of a fry sauce, essentially.
Yeah, a Utah-type fry sauce. They have that everywhere out there.
What I'm saying is, why don't we have that universe? Why did McDonald's ever get as big as they were without saying, here's our golden delicious fries and our special fry sauce? You like the special sauce we put on that Big Mac? We have a special sauce for the fries, too. Mm-mm. Why can't we have that?
I don't know why, Bone. I think we're getting behind the wrong things politically.
I agree with you.
You know, we saw Supreme Court and immigration and abortion. Let me tell you something. If I turn on the next debate and the two geezers are up there, all right, and one of them looks at me and says, I will make it law that if a place serves a burger, they must also serve an onion ring.
Yeah.
On the menu.
Yeah.
You have my vote.
Absolutely.
You can fall asleep while you're telling me that. And I'm still
He will.
Yeah. I'm still probably going to vote for you if you say, law, onion rings must be offered if you're selling a burger.
When was the last time you had a fry and the onion ring in there?
Is this your Biden now?
I like
this
you're going to eat that onion ring. You're going to be a little alley cat, aren't you? Just eating that onion ring.
This is the place they got the ring.
Yeah.
So tell me if I'm wrong here. Sarah was talking about this the other day about fries and onion rings. I think she was talking about Sonic. Really? I had not heard of this. Apparently, there is maybe a code that you can use when you're getting a thing of fries. This could be completely wrong, but maybe something from Sonic's in Kansas City or something from her past that can give you that rogue onion ring. Everybody knows when you get that rogue onion ring in a thing of fries, how great that is, right?
Oh, sure.
If you don't think that's great, then I don't know.
Is the code
we're talking about?
Give me an onion ring. Is that
can you throw an onion ring in there?
Yeah, possibly. Ring me.
I think. Am I wrong? I believe
ring
Sonic,
him up.
Sonic does a battered onion ring, which is my personal preference.
See, I'm a breaded guy.
I know you are.
I'm not going to turn down a battered.
Battered's better.
Have you had the Burger King onion rings?
Yes.
Because they are breaded.
They're breaded. Yeah.
And?
I mean, they go well with the dysentery that I always get at Burger King.
Yeah. Do they offer a fry sauce at Sonic? Because if they don't, then I'm going to be mad.
They got the tots at Sonic.
That's right. That's another good option there.
Oh, they got the fries, rings, tots, popcorn chicken.
Oh, my. You know what? I could eat all that, not even touch a burger, and be thrilled. Just thrilled.
Plus, they got the new $1.99 menu.
I forgot.
They got a quarter pound burger, Timmy, on the $1.99 value menu at Sonic.
Yeah.
That's
not
a good deal.
Limited time.
And the best drinks that you could ever get with the styrofoam cups, the cherry limeade. I could drink three of those.
That cherry limeade is good. I'm with you. I like it when they just say, you know what, we basically are like a bar, but for people who don't drink. Because we'll mix all this kind of crap into it. We'll shake it up. We'll pour it in there. You feel like you're at a happy hour, but you can drive away with it. It's great.
We've been having some fun in this segment. Let's take it way down for the next segment and talk about how Bernie Kosar is not doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's that. And we'll throw it back up.
Throw it back
up.
Well,
bring the show back up is what I meant.
Okay.
After we talk about Bernie.
Okay.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. And be aware of an accident that's on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side at East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. Tell a friend, especially this week. If you have a friend that says, I don't like talk radio, I don't like sports, good news. We're the complete opposite of both of those things.
That's right.
This week, at least, because it's the week of nothing. Tomorrow, Wild Card Wednesday. Thursday, no sports allowed for the entire 3 hours. And then Friday, the booze cart comes out, because why not? Bernie Kosar says he's facing multiple medical issues, including liver failure and early signs of Parkinson's disease. He was talking to Cleveland Magazine. Says he was placed on a liver transplant list in late spring, and that an independent NFL doctor diagnosed him with Parkinson's disease in mid-February. He says his body just gave out during an appearance for the Browns' December 28th matchup against the Jets in Cleveland. He says, I really felt like I wasn't going to make it home from the Jets game. I sucked it up, though, and continued to avoid doctors until the new year. Then I went into the hospital and got a massive blood transfusion. It was like, how are you alive? How are you moving? Because your hemoglobin levels are so low.
Wow.
He says, his condition worsened in March, said I looked like death. But he says he's improved since then. He said he also had E. coli blood poisoning.
Good.
And heart trouble.
Oh.
And he needs the liver transplant and the Parkinson's.
Man, that's a lot all at once, man. I feel very badly for him, and I hope that they can, hopefully he is able to eventually get a transplant that he needs. I know that's not
he's an only easy 60. Thing to do. I mean,
well, of course.
I mean, there's never a good time to have one of those things, let alone all of those things. But he is still a fairly young man at 60.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, wish him the best. And I hope that they are able to treat, the liver issue. And then hopefully he can deal with tackling the Parkinson's, or at least, mitigating the symptoms therein. Man, that's just a rough deal for anybody. Obviously, clearly, I can't imagine what that's like when you're someone who's as well known as he is, having to deal with these medical issues. People are going to ask questions about you. It must be tougher when you're in that situation to then have to answer questions about it, but hopefully that helps him raise awareness to the issues that he's facing, and maybe he'll someday find a way to get that fixed.
A sports card dealer is alleging that a man stole approximately $2 million worth of rare baseball cards and inventory from a card show in Texas on Sunday in a coordinated group effort caught on video. Yep. Ashleesh Jain, owner of Legacy Cards, with a Z at the end, published security camera footage on X and pictures of the cards allegedly stolen from the Dallas card show. Four unknown male suspects are in the video. They made off with approximately 170 cards. And as the owner said, it was the one with all the meat. They stole a briefcase.
Okay.
I guess they had all the really valuable cards in it. They said they knew which one to take. Among the pieces in the case were six 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle cards.
Two 1948 Leaf Jackie Robinson rookie cards. Most valuable of the Mantle rookie cards had a PSA grade of 6, which he was selling for $175,000.
Yeah, I know that with cards that age, if you can get something over like a 4 or a 5 even, that's pretty good. It's very hard to get something that's like a mint grade.
Well, here's the thing, man. He is offering a reward in this case.
All right.
If you bring forth information and they catch the people responsible for stealing these cards, the reward is $70,000.
Wow.
$70,000.
Well, there's a lot of money to be made off these cards. Certainly, if someone found it and was able to turn that in, yeah, that'd be a very good payday for you. And then you can help him out finding that. I saw the video of this, and he's not lying. I mean, there's definitely an effort you can tell where
they knew what they were doing.
There were a group of people that come up to these guys and begin talking to them and then pointing their phones. And you can, I don't know what was on the phones, but I'm guessing, you know, at card shows, from what I've seen, people will say, hey, what about this card? I've got this card. You know, are you interested in this? And they'll show them pictures of it. And so it seemed like they were doing something like that, showing them the phone. These guys are looking at the phone. Meanwhile, other people are kind of keeping an eye on them. Yeah. And someone is going and then looking through and finding the place where all the cards are. Gosh, that's gut-wrenching. I can't imagine losing that. Number one, carrying that amount of money around, essentially, when you're carrying these cards around. And then to lose that, hopefully they find it and get it back.
Teddy, here's something for you. Joe Tessitore, longtime ESPN voice, is joining WWE.
I saw that.
He's going to be play-by-play guy of one of their shows.
All right.
That always seems to work really well when they take an established sports guy and plug him into the wrestling.
I think, though, this is different, though, because he, a lot of people like him to begin with. He does boxing, as Tyvus has pointed out. The only thing I don't know about him is his wrestling, like, knowledge. Does he watch it? Is he a big fan of the wrestling? If he is, then I think this will be a home run hire.
By the way, if you heard Ryan Day's bullwhip behind Tess,
yeah,
because
Tyvus.
Tyvus is throwing trash into empty bins. He's waving
at the camera.
He's doing.
It's like,
yeah,
he's never seen a camera before in his entire life.
It's like the guys in the local news, right? Yeah, come up behind the reporters.
I saw that John Cena's retiring too at the end of 2025.
He's got a long retirement coming. Yeah.
Are you sad about that?
No, I'm not sad about it. I mean, he kind of comes in now. He's had his heyday, and I'm actually happy for him. He's going to get to go out, and he's going to have a lot of matches next year, and so he's going to go out, you know, on a high note, I think.
Just
Tyvus. If you hear the that's Tyvus literally shadow boxing right now in the studio.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, we can hear everything you're doing. We can hear you breathing and whistling.
That's why they have those on-air lights in the studios where people, it's like, hey, don't come in here and do jumping jacks during the segment, just because we will hear some of that.
Game show is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Be aware of an accident that's blocking the center lane and causing a 5-minute slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Hamilton Road and East Broad Street. We've got a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by Discover. Time with family, laughs with friends, and cash back? Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. 3 of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy?
Yeah?
This ain't one of them.
No? Not one of them today?
No. I do have something to read you, though.
Go ahead.
I have a new sponsor, endorser, client.
I mean, you're the... Yeah.
I guess I'm the endorser.
You're endorsing it.
I'm endorsing a new product. The product is Choice Cabinet. Specifically, I want to talk to you. If you're a contractor, builder, apartment manager, using the same old cabinet vendors. I want to introduce you to my new friends, Choice Cabinet. They are new to the area. And what does that mean when they're new to the area? They want your business. They will do anything they possibly can do to get your business. They want to make a footprint with the commercial business in this town. They are family owned and operated, that too, by the Laurinaitises. Yes, cousins to that guy.
Oh.
Kitchens, closets, pantries, laundry rooms, mudrooms, they do it all. Choice Cabinet. Visit them online, choicecabinet.com, or call them 216-378-9313. So they have showrooms up in Northeast Ohio, in Cleveland.
I gotcha.
All right. They're going to build a showroom down here.
Mm.
When they build the showroom down here, then they will focus on more residential remodeling and stuff like that. Because you can go there and check out the project. But in order to get their footprint down here, they want contractors and flippers and apartment people.
I like how you've laid out their entire business plan in this read.
I had a big, long conversation with these people. They are fine people. They want to make Columbus work.
There you go.
Choice Cabinet. Game show.
All right, Mike, this one is Instagram followers. I know you love it when we compare Instagram followers, so we're going to do that today. I'm going to give you two names of hopefully celebrities. Some of them will be hot ladies.
Timmy is here, by the way, to look up any hot ladies and grade them accordingly.
Just tell us what you think. So here we go. The first two are not hot ladies. Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, two of the most famous soccer players on planet Earth. One of them has more Instagram followers than the other. Which one is it?
I'm going to say that Ronaldo has more just because I think he has more sex appeal. Probably appeals to the female audience.
Is that your final answer?
Ronaldo is my final answer.
You are correct. He has 633 million followers on the gram.
Ridiculous.
My God. Lionel Messi only has a measly 503 million.
Bum.
You imagine
what
having
a piece of junk.
Half a billion followers and then saying, yeah, but the other guy has 100+ million more than I do.
See, I looked him up first and I thought there's no way he's not winning that toss up.
Oh, yeah.
It's 600 million.
Yeah. Now, the next couple that we're going to give you here are both Instagram hotties. Okay. First one is Natalia Barulich, Barulich. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Natalia Barulich or Maja Minar, M-A-I-N-A-R. Maja Minar. Which one has more followers on the gram?
Timmy, have you gotten a read on any of these young ladies yet?
I'm looking at Natalia.
And?
Just
five-star prospect?
Very strong. Yeah. Yeah, five-star prospect.
What would you say the attributes are?
She's just, you know, she's stout.
Stout?
Yeah.
Stout?
Like a linebacker?
No.
You know what?
She's not.
I would say she's an ATH, all right? She's an athlete.
Oh, okay.
She's an ATH. You can put her in a number of different positions.
Yes, but when you're saying...
thank you, Timmy.
A number of different positions on the field, if she was playing a
thank
sport,
you,
is that what you meant, Timmy? I hope that's what you meant. Anyway.
What's that? Where?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. You blacked out there.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway,
back. I'll go with her.
Natalia Barulich.
Natalia Barulich.
You're two for two. She has 3.9 million followers on the gram. Maja Minar, who I believe is like a blogger of some kind, in addition to being a hot lady, has 1.4 million followers.
I want to read on Maja as well, Tim.
Okay.
When you get a chance.
I'm looking. You said Maja Minar Instagram?
M-A... I think it's... Oh, you know what? It's M-A-L. It's Malnar.
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 Another planet?
That sounds like somewhere
else different.
That's where Alf came from. The planet Melmac/Malnar. Anyway.
A little like Julia Roberts' Pretty Woman thing going on.
Okay.
Good.
Next up, The Rock or Nike?
Good.
Or who?
The Rock or Nike. Oh. Which one has more Instagram followers? The brand Nike or the brand The Rock, I guess.
Oh.
We are talking Dwayne Johnson here.
Nike.
Nope. The Rock has 396 million Instagram followers.
Ooh.
Nike only has 305 million.
Oh.
You believe that?
Rock is out of control.
Yeah. Outside of Instagram, by the way, Instagram has the largest brand account on Instagram. Go figure, their Instagram. Next to them, Nike has the largest brand account on the platform. And yet The Rock has more. I told you, Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo have more. So there you go. Next up, outside of the two soccer players I mentioned earlier, the athlete who is in third place
Cucho.
In total followers on the gram, no. This person, are they American or not an American? On the third highest athlete in total followers on the gram.
How could it be American?
Well, I'm just asking you
this
if it is.
This is a soccer player?
No.
He's not telling you.
Any sport.
It could be any sport in the world.
It could be any soccer. No.
Third athlete.
Third athlete in the world. Outside of those first two guys.
Yes, American and LeBron.
Good guesses. Wrong.
Okay.
On both accounts. Not LeBron, not American.
Would have been my exact guess.
Virat Kohli.
Who?
An Indian cricketer.
The rules are off with the Indian cricket.
He plays test cricket and ODI cricket.
Cricket's a whole world out there. A lot of people live in India. We forget it. We sleep on India.
I told you Nike has 305 million followers. This guy, this cricketer, who is apparently a legend, has 270 million followers on the gram.
I'm sorry, India, that I slept on you.
He has more followers than Neymar, who is also a huge soccer star. Kohli is a former T20I player, former captain of the national cricket team in India. Also, for what it's worth, he's a right-handed batsman and an occasional unorthodox right-arm quick bowler.
Okay.
I have no idea what that means. Next up, NASA or the Prime Minister of India? Which one has talked about?
Don't sleep on India.
Well, which one has more followers?
India.
Sorry. Prime Minister Modi has 91.1 million. Still very good. NASA has 97.2 million.
All right,
but still pretty close. Now another hottie. A couple of them. Gabrielle Epstein or Sarah. I'm going to go with Croce. It's spelled like Pat Croce, who used to run the Sixers, C-R-O-C-E.
Maybe it's Jim Croce.
Yes, there you go, yeah. Gabrielle Epstein or Sarah Croce, which one has more followers on the gram?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Gabrielle Epstein is correct. 3.8 million for Gabs, only 1 million for Sarah.
Which one are you looking at, Timmy?
Looking at Gabby Epstein.
And?
First up, just... very nice.
Very nice is not a good descriptor.
She's got tall, slender type.
Okay.
Just beautiful.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. Just blonde, tall, slender.
When I looked up these lists, these were listed as the hottest people on the gram. I will tell you, when I found their pictures, they were a little too tasteful, I think, for what you and Timmy typically sling around.
Who is the Croce again?
Sarah, with no H. Just Sarah with four letters. You figure them out. While you're looking that up, which pop singer has more followers, Katy Perry or Miley Cyrus?
Katy Perry.
No. I found this shocking, too. Miley Cyrus has 215 million followers. Katy Perry is right there, 206 million.
Okay. Maybe
but not
she'll
quite.
Catch her.
So Sarah Croce, you remember the movie The Girl Next Door?
Oh, with Alicia
Cuthbert.
She was
in the first season of 24.
Yes.
She's got those vibes going on.
Yes.
Remember in the second season of 24 when she was getting chased by a puma?
Was that two or three? Yes, I know the season.
Wasn't that the second season of 24?
Was it the second or third?
Was Zeke's dad's cat?
Yes.
On the loose?
Stacey Elliott left his puma out.
That's right.
Feral cats running wild after Alicia Cuthbert.
Let's see.
Feral cat.
Let me give you these two. Caroline with a K. Caroline Rowe or Trista McHale. Both are very attractive people. Caroline with a K. R-O is the last name. And then Trista McHale. Which of these two hotties has more followers?
Caroline Ray.
No. Trista McHale. In fairness, would be better if you could see these people. Trista McHale has 773,000 followers. Caroline Rowe, only 300K. I'm going to say criminally underrated.
What a bum.
And
we're out of time. Go ahead.
We got one more.
Go ahead.
Does Dua Lipa have more followers or the NBA on Instagram? Dua Lipa or the entire NBA?
NBA.
Yes, but just barely.
Close.
It may change after we talk about her because people don't know of her.
I didn't know of her.
I know.
I do now.
Well, the NBA has 88.3 million followers on the gram. Dua Lipa only has 88
million. Dua Lipa's got less than Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's wrong.
What are we doing as a society?
Criminal. Come on.
Timmy, of all the young ladies that you've seen on the gram today, which one is your absolute favorite? Which one would you pick?
Well, I didn't write down all the names Bone was given.
Well, have you so far? Who'd you look up just there? Caroline Rowe or Trista McHale?
I'm looking at Dua Lipa.
Good job.
That's what I'm looking at on the gram right now.
Good job. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's an accident that's blocking the center lane and causing a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between Hamilton Road and East Broad Street. And stop-and-go traffic is causing another 5-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Spectacular savings are happening now at Mattress Firm's July 4th sale. You can get a Sleepy's Queen mattress for just $89.99, the lowest price ever. Upgrade, save, and celebrate before it's too late. Offer ends Tuesday. In-store only while supplies last. Restrictions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, you guys. Happy Tuesday.
Timmy Hall.
Instagram. The place to be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bone likes the talker.
Yeah.
Not on the... Oh, talk's good.
Talking? I'm not talking.
Talk's good. There's lots of fun on the talk, but like...
Chinese spies.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
On the
go
talk.
Ahead. Let them know.
They are.
What do you want to see? What do you want to know?
Joe Cocker on the talker.
Whatever you want to know.
Which one's his hit?
I'll tell you.
Stop, baby. What's that? Is that him? That's not Cocker, is it?
I barely know her. What are we talking about?
Huh? Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
That was
Twitters and Twatters.
Thank you, Tress. He's got a new TV show, doesn't
he? That was there.
I think he's got a little show going.
Who?
I saw Tress.
Tress has got a show?
Well, like a video, like maybe a YouTube show.
He's doing a podcast.
Yeah, but I saw that Maurice Clarett was on it recently. Said he's on Tress's new show. So okay. I don't know if he means YouTube show.
I think it's a YouTube based.
Okay. I'll tell you a little story.
Didn't he have Ryan Day on there already?
Did he?
I think he did.
Okay. Yeah.
I was talking to a former Buckeye not too long ago. That
on this show? Co-hosting?
No. This is just a personal life. And he said he had a problem that he wanted to talk out with somebody. And this person played for Tress and respected Tress. So said, this had nothing with football. It wasn't a football problem. But he's going to call Tress and ask him for his advice. You know, life lessons from the coach, right?
Sure.
So he gets on the phone. He says that Tress talks to him. He explains the problem. I'd like some guidance. What should I do? Tress talks nonstop for 25 minutes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nonstop. And he's actually, this person has a notepad. He's wanted to jot down some important things that Tress was saying to him. At the end of the 25-minute answer, he looked down, his pad was empty, and he realized Tress had said nothing for 25 minutes. Did not give him any advice. Just talked in circles.
Oh, no.
For 25
you know what?
Minutes.
It's good to know Tress, even in his personal life.
And at the end of it,
he does the same thing he did at a press conference.
He ended it with, and what do you think you should do?
Right.
That's not why I called you. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me what to do.
Yes.
Well, I guess he was thinking after the 25 minutes of talking that then
what do
the,
you think
the
you
back and
do?
Forth would go. I'm sorry to hear that. So did this person ask you for some advice then?
Yes, I gave him advice.
You did?
I told him what the deal was.
Here's what you should do.
I don't know if he's going to follow my advice.
Sure, but you had some advice to give.
Yes.
Very nice.
And that is why.
That's why you're here. That's why I come to you.
That is why Matt Wilhelm is having a sex change.
No. Do it!
Let him live. Let him live.
No, no.
Of course.
Stop it. All right, what were we going to talk about? Oh, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Oh, coming up. We got an On the Trail Tuesday here, so always catching people up with everything going down in the world of recruiting. Ryan Day things. He had his show with Joel Klatt. We didn't get into too many of those details yesterday, but Ryan Day has got, obviously, a very pressure-packed season on hand in 2024. Also, Stephen Means, Buckeye reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, will stop by at 6:33 to talk about it. Tyvus is here tonight. He's flabbergasted me once again about something I didn't know about yet.
Oh, all right. Two big hours, Buckeye Show, Timmy and Tyvus. Top of the hour right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, we'll start with the devastation of Hurricane Beryl has bore through the Houston area and knocked out a lot of power. Almost, I believe they said nearly 2 million people were without power at some point in the last 24 hours there in the Houston area. So we hope they get the services they need as soon as possible and you know, can get rescued and all that. I found something interesting, though, and that is the fact that in Houston, apparently their power company does not have a very good app. People were saying they wanted to find out what the power situation was, as a lot of people do now when you have your power go out. You can go to your local company's website and find out, when will the power be restored in my area? Well, the app apparently in Houston, not very good. So a resourceful user named Barbecue Brian posted on Twitter a screenshot of his phone and said, you know, the Whataburger app is a great way to track the power outages in Houston because Whataburger has so many locations in Houston. They pretty much cover the whole area. They are open late, or I may even think 24 hours, if I'm not mistaken. So he could see on his app the grayed out ones are the ones that are still not open, which means they must not have power because otherwise they would be open.
That is just the Houston metro area.
Yes.
On that little tiny
that
map?
Is the
that
Houston
looks like 95 Whataburger.
They yes. like their Whataburgers. They're very fat in Houston.
And Houston, very yes, fat. And Whataburger very, very popular down there. So what I'm saying is, I like it how the internet is showing us how to be resourceful. In this case, a guy said, you can go on this app and actually find out if power's looking like it's coming back in your area or not. Just see if your local Whataburger is back online, because if so, you'll probably be online soon thereafter.
Isn't there a Waffle House rule when it comes to...
Is. They can tell how like bad a hurricane or a storm's going to be.
Yeah.
If Waffle House's close.
If they, get the hell out.
They, yeah.
FEMA, get out of town.
FEMA is, they will monitor.
That's
they've
right.
said
that's
they
right.
will monitor and see if they're out. Then that means we got to send more trucks, more everything. Because if Waffle House is closing, then it's going down. So we better get all of our resources down to that area. If the other ones are staying open, they're like, well, we'll send some trailers. But get all the good stuff down to this one area. We're going to need everything.
All right, Buckeye Show's coming up next. Wild Card Wednesday tomorrow. Don't forget about the non-sports show on Thursday, and then Friday, just drunk all show.
Bev
drunk
cart Friday, oh, yes.
Friday, yeah. And we, you know, tomorrow too.
You know, I know, but
drunk.
Friday's going to be effing around and find out. Friday,
oh,
we're going to be,
you know it.
We're going to be effing around and finding
I'd
out.
I'd like to find out.
See you tomorrow, yeah. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's an accident that's blocking two right lanes if you're on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between Morse Road and 161. And there's a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Get your spoons ready for Pierre's Ice Cream. Cherry vanilla, cookies and cream, nuts about Buckeyes. All Pierre's flavors are next level. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's Ice Cream, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball tonight, the Guardians continued their four-game set in Detroit as they look to bounce back from last night's 1-0 loss. They'll get started later this hour at Comerica Park at 6:40. Ben Lively's on the mound for the Guardians. At Great American Ballpark, the Reds look for a second straight win over the Rockies after they blanked them last night 6-0. Tonight's game will get started at 7:10. Nick Lodolo's on the hill for the Redlegs. In the NBA, the Detroit Pistons and Cade Cunningham have agreed to a 5-year, $224 million extension. That deal could be worth as much as $269 million for the former number one overall pick. In soccer, Spain defeated France 2-1 today in the semifinals of the Euros. Spain advances to the final, where they'll face the winner of tomorrow's Netherlands versus England match. And we're just 10 days away from the release of the EA Sports college football video game. Today, Texas quarterback Arch Manning announced that he will be in the game. Breaking sports news.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Let's change gears to something stupid, shall we?
That's fine with me.
A Chicago area family was remodeling their house and they found 63-year-old McDonald's fries intact behind the wall. The guy who owns the house said he seriously considered eating one. Would you?
No.
I mean, they're intact. There's no mold on them. I mean, they're probably petrified and disgusting. But
well, here, okay.
I saw on TV, there was one of these specials about the woolly mammoth, right? And they found some woolly mammoth encased in permafrost. I mean, this thing's been dead tens of thousands of years,
right.
But the flesh has been pretty much preserved because it was in this permafrost. So what did the scientists do? Well, they took some and they said, we're going to study this. And then they took some and they cooked it and ate it. Just because.
That's different to me.
Why? You got 63-year-old fries.
No, it's very different. Here's why. I've had like 5-hour-old fries from McDonald's, as have you. Because you've got a trick when you go to McDonald's to get fresh fries because you know how good the fresh fries are. And if you leave, let's say you leave them out overnight, just you're out, you're sitting there, they're sitting on your table, or maybe you forget they're in your car. Come out the next day, grab one of those suckers and eat it. Tell me how that tastes, just sitting there stale for 12 hours. Not great. Now, you go 60 years with that? If you don't chip a tooth on it, you know it's not going to taste good either way.
Teddy, how much money? Teddy's always the guy who will do anything for amount of money, and it's always less than I think it should be. How much money to eat one of those fries?
Yeah, I'd have to get some money for that.
Well, how much? One fry.
10 grand.
See, here, I'll say this. It's not even a money thing for me. Give me $200, I would do it. In fact, if it was like all of you standing around, all my buddies are there, and it's like no one's going to eat that fry, I'd be like, I'll do it. Like, I'm not worried about it hurting me. It wouldn't make me sick. It's just I don't need to know what it tastes like because I know. If you're asking curiosity, would I eat it? No. I know what a stale French fry tastes like. I've had them. They don't reheat well. They don't stay well at all if you eat them cold or anything else. No, I know it would be bad, but if it was just for bragging rights, I'd probably do it. I'm not even scared
Teddy
of eating it.
Teddy wants 10 grand.
I'm not even scared of eating it. I'm just saying I know it would taste terrible. What about you? How much would it take for you to eat
I think I'd do it for free.
Just as like a
I'm
dare.
I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Oh, you're curious. You wouldn't even
know
do it.
What it tastes like.
You're by yourself.
Maybe
you're,
it's the greatest fry in the world.
It's not.
Some molecular thing happens.
It's not.
It's like wine. They find wine in a cellar. 200 years old. It's like, oh, there's a good wine.
I get
it. It's good fries.
I don't think that's how fries and wine work. I think they work different from each other. But yeah.
Maybe that fry has fermented.
You know what? It could be this. The fry recipe may have changed over the years. Fries they make now, they're delicious. Like I've said, I love the McDonald's French fries.
When cooked properly.
When cooked properly and when hot or warm.
Yeah.
When you get one that's been sitting out on the counter for a few hours, it's not like anything. It's not great. Maybe the recipe's changed enough from back in the 60s where maybe that fry is actually pretty tasty. I don't know, but I would think not.
Mm-hmm.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.